Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I'm back in studio. It's Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. And I've cleared the slate of guests so I can cover all of this news and take your phone calls. I think the best place to start, because there isn't one top story, it's all the globalist assault, is congressional subpoenas and documents that have come in as they dig into gain of function in the COVID response and myocarditis and blood clots and infertility, that it's come out that Fauci quarterbacked and commanded with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment via the CIA, the worldwide disinformation response, that COVID didn't come out of a lab, and then later that the shots worked, and then quarterbacking censorship through the intelligence agencies of the world and then through big tech. Now, this is coming out in Congress, and it's a big, big deal. And we're going to be going over it today, that they specifically knew that it was causing massive heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, and that half of those that develop this type of myocarditis would be dead within 10 years, most of them within five. And they had these meetings. And even people in the CIA, and this is coming out, said, this is illegal what we're doing. Now, look, people don't seem to care when I tell you about something after it happens. But if you're a new viewer, I've probably said in the last 3.5 years that the CIA is running all this with the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation about 2,000 times conservatively. So, guys, call the archivist. Just tell them don't go overboard. Look like a two-hour clip. It would be 2 hours. He'd probably find us, and you know, guys, quick. Just get me 5 minutes, 4, 5, 6 minutes of the most hardcore on-the-nose predictions, because I've learned about this studying history, researching history, watching congressional hearings, and then living it. I've had the CIA directly and the Justice Department personally run the fake lawsuits, controlling the judges, everything. And that's back in the news today. They just defaulted Trump in New York on the civil case they're going to use to build a criminal case, claiming that he overinflated values of his property. They're claiming Mar-a-Lago, they defaulted him on this at summary judgment. It's not called a default, but it technically is. That's why Yahoo News. Trump basically just lost the New York bank fraud case before it even started. Now, the local realtor sites say bare minimum they could sell it for 380 something million. It's the most valuable property in Florida. There are now people coming out saying we'll buy it for $1 billion right now. With the inflation going on out there, folks, I bought a house as an investment with our backup money for $3 million and sold it for over $7 million to keep InfoWars on the air. That was always the plan. If needed, I did it. I didn't even live in the house. So that's what's going on. Imagine his property. The estimates are at least $500 million right now. I mean, Joe Rogan bought a house for $14 million on Lake Austin. And now I saw it valued the other day in the news at over $30 million. He just moved here 3 years ago. So on the tax rolls, it's valued hundreds of millions. They're valuing Mar-a-Lago at under what he bought it for 30-something years ago, but 37 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, why is that such a big deal of all the stories we've got? It's illustrative. In fact, we'll play a Letitia James clip here of her promising when she ran for office to, you know, put Trump in jail, to shut Trump down, and giggling and laughing like a schoolgirl. It's so much fun to be a tyrant and think you're invincible, because it's par for the course. Absolutely par for the course that they don't care what the truth is. They don't care what reality is. They're going to move forward and say the border is the most secure it's ever been, when it's the most open it's ever been on record. And the Border Patrol even says that. And Biden and the rest of them say, no, it's the most secure. And Mayorkas says it's the most secure. And there's no human trafficking. Well, anybody knows that's a lie. And now Elon Musk is going to the border. It's completely collapsed. So that's more of what we're going to be hitting. But it's now come out in lawsuits and in congressional investigations, and I've got the stack right here, what I already told you. Fauci's above the CIA. He's a Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller Foundation, eugenics leader. Those are the top foundations that put the people through college, put them in their foundations, then put them in regulatory agencies and put them back in the foundations, and then start putting them in big pharma. That's why all of the FDA board members are former board members or presidents or heads of the board of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Bayer, AstraZeneca. I mean, every damn one of them. So they got their people in everywhere, just like Klaus Schwab says, we penetrate the cabinets. And it's formulaic. So what they do is they literally send the CIA in to these new judges they get elected with the Soros money, like here in Texas, they elect the judges. And they have a meeting with them. And they explain to them, this is national security. These are Russian agents. We've got to take them down this way because the American people can't handle it. But we have a file that Jones is a Kremlin agent. He takes orders directly from Putin. He's KGB. Of course, that's completely false. And they say, here's the blueprint of how you're going to take him down. We're going to open a back channel with you. And then they tell them what to do. Okay, so that's, I told you, it's formulaic. It's run by the CIA. And I've had the CIA reach out to me repeatedly and say, it is your last chance, Jones, to stop. We really don't want to have to destroy you, put you in prison, or kill you. So what, I'm supposed to just roll over and be a coward and so you can go around and cut all the little kids' dicks off? I mean, look, I might back down if you guys were like Boss Hogg or something and weren't trying to kill everybody and cut little kids' wieners off. But, I mean, I just can't be part of your satanic takeover. So if you're going to kill me or put me in prison, knock yourselves out. I'll never commit suicide. I'll never give up. I'll never back down. But listeners have to understand, when I get up here and I explain this to you, I've had meetings with high-level Bilderberg members in the last 2 years, repeatedly. Okay, skip this break. Sorry, I meant to tell you. I mean, he said, well, why don't you tell us the names? These are off-record meetings. But I'm sitting here explaining to you how real this is, but you don't need me to tell you how real it is. You see it out in the open. I could switch sides right now. And now they've moved into the phase of, well, we really know you love your family. How's your family doing? You might want to just back down for your family. Oh, so you can eat them last? No, God will just have to sort it all out. And I mean this when I said I love my family more than life itself. You going to wipe them out? Wipe them out. Somebody's got to stand up to you. I already killed at least 10 of my kids. I repented of it 30 years ago. And haven't killed one in 30 years. Last time I killed one of my children, I was 18 years old. I was wrong and I've repented. So if you think that I don't already have a lot of guilt over that, maybe that's what God's going to do to me. Because you see, one way or another, God's in control and God works mysterious ways. So you just threaten my family all day long. I've already had meetings with them all. And they all said, full steam ahead. Because we're not scum like you. Understand that? We're red-blooded. And the more you push, the more resistance you're going to get. But I would tell the psychotics in our government and their minions, do you idiots see where you think you can survive a nuclear war now with Russia? You got Sean Penn out promoting nuclear war? You're crazy. You're insane. You're going to get everybody killed, including your own dumbasses. You can have a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. That's what they tell us. Well, your carpet of gold don't look too good. It's like Midas. Everything he touched turned to gold, but he couldn't touch his wife, couldn't hug his children, couldn't eat food. Everything he touched turned to gold. It's the same thing. You can take your gold and you can shove it up your New World Order assholes. Okay? Excuse me. So everybody else is going to play games. They're going to try to compromise with the system, not me. And it's because it is the only course we have is resistance to these psychotics, these control freaks, these megalomaniacs that are on the most delusional power trips we've ever seen. I mean, these people are out of their minds. So let me just do this. They're putting 5G up everywhere that on record massively accelerates cancer. Driverless cars are causing traffic jams all over the place. Cancer rates are off the charts. I talked to two people yesterday, randomly on the street, walked up and said, My sister just died at 23 of myocarditis when she took her third shot. And I have a friend at work whose husband just died from the shot. And then another woman walked up to me an hour later and said the same thing, basically. She had a Cheweenie in her arms, too. I said, can I take a picture of your Cheweenie? That was a cute dog. Why does that even matter? Oh, my God. Yep, young people are more likely to die from heart attacks, post-COVID study finds. But why? Oh, NBC Today Show. But the people at the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment level, they know what's going on. Remember I told you decades ago the Carnegie Endowment's at the top of the pyramid? And then who do they make the CIA director a few years ago? And Biden got in, the former head of the Carnegie Endowment. And the rich people got together about 120 years ago, 125 years ago, and they said, let's take over society, take over medicine, set up a world government, and then slowly poison everybody to death. And Hitler was like a false start for him, or a spinoff. It was like a trailer that didn't get the full season. But we're now experiencing the full production now, the fancy, slick, covert, camouflaged, crazy town. And we're in the middle of it right now. And so we're all dead anyways. I mean, I don't know how anybody can be bored or anybody can say, oh, life's not interesting. You're living in the middle of a biomedical, scientific, worldwide dictatorship being formed. I have videos today of Klaus Schwab saying, we're going to take over all the corporations, all the governments, and get rid of free will. I have Yuval Noah Harari in a new clip saying, your free will's gone, freedom's gone, it's over, just accept it and roll over. I have the CIA being commanded by Fauci and Bill Gates to cover up therapeutics and cover up the death from the shots and cover up the fact the shots didn't work. Of course they didn't work. They'd already covertly tested it on humans and animals years before. It's a perfect bioweapon because it's a nanotech weapon and hurts people different ways. But it gets you. Even if you haven't taken the shot, it gets you. We're all... life expectancy's plunging right now. We're dead already. There's ways to mitigate it that God's given us through Mother Nature, but we got to stop this and stop this now. It turns the people that take the shots into engines of sloughing. They love watching us kill each other this way. They love us being the harbingers and the host that carry the death in us. It's funny to them because they see us not able to grasp it, not able to see it, and they think, well, this is why we're superior, because we see it and you don't. But then they do everything they can to dumb you down and keep you from learning the truth. Oh, they're so superior, they've got to have the CIA and the whole media and big tech block hundreds of millions of posts. 50 million alone on COVID alone in just the first 2 years, Facebook admits, that the government demanded me take down. 50 million posts. Oh, hey, my dad had a heart attack, or my son had a heart attack. We took the shot, or hey, I'm 25 years old, and I have my period once a month. Now I don't have a period anymore. I have it three times a month, and I've got, I mean, it's, oh, no, you're not going to, remember the young man, college scholarship for sports, had a heart attack, myocarditis caused a heart attack, and it was in the news and even on like Instagram and stuff. It had 10 million views or whatever, and then he got banned. He got blocked. And they had a Yahoo News article, and it said, well, the UN group that oversees disinformation said that it's misinformation because even though it's true, and his doctor did go public and say the shot made him have the myocarditis and the heart attack, and it'll probably kill him the next 10 years, even though he's a nice young man and everything, if his story goes out, it'll keep people from taking the shot, and overall the shot does more good than bad, which isn't true either. But it justifies the means. And so the UN says you're banned. Remember, I covered that article like 10 times, five, six times on air. It said the UN censored this American because he told the truth and that would make people not take the shot. They even tell you why they're doing it. And look what they've done to their troops and everybody else. We're being depopulated right now. And I just can't believe these people think they threaten your family and then that makes you want to roll over to them. But I guess a lot of people just can't face bullies or can't face tyrants. And they think it's safer to run. So let me do this in the rest of this segment. Let me tell you what's coming up. I'm going to come back and hit it all. Canadian Speaker of the House quits following Nazi salute, and they've now been arresting reporters that broke it. I'm not joking. They admit they did it. It even got caught on video. I'm going to say this again. The reporter that broke the news that that was an SS officer that actually reportedly was part of the unit that actually shot Jews in mass graves has been taken to jail for misinformation in the UK. Okay. Oh, and here's another one kind of dovetails with it. UK journalist arrested for misinformation after exposing Trudeau applauding Nazi. Here's another one. U.S. government, Owen Schroyer must turn himself in for jail by October 24. See, I don't have to go look overseas. I can look right here in my office. And they say in his charging sentencing document, and Norm Pattis's lawyer, he's a great First Amendment lawyer, was blown away. The judge in the sentencing said, yes, and I'm doing this because of your free speech. I'm doing this because of what you said. You still say the election was stolen. And Norm Pattis, after the judge said that, said, Your Honor, I just wrote a transcript of that. I want to get the transcript. But I just wrote, you know, you just said what the Supreme Court will 100% overturn. And the judge just smiled at him because they don't care. They've been given marching orders, ladies and gentlemen. They put it in the sentencing statement of the judge. I'm doing this for your speech. That's called putting your Weibos on the table. They want to be totalitarian. They want to be corrupt. They want to hurt people. They want you to know. And the craziest thing is when you get threatened by these people, they're threatening you, and you're like, what, you don't think I don't know you're bad? That's what I've been saying about you. Well, you keep saying we're ruthless and totalitarian. We'll be totalitarian. Oh, really? Oh, I see. I see how that works. So that's just a little stack right here. Voters are losing faith in Biden's Democratic Party. People are totally turning against the party. There'll be a complete landslide, but they plan to steal it again. Basically outlaw the Republican Party and political opposition. Huge stack on that front. Also, I'm going to explain why the Fortune 500 of the hires they've made the last 2 years, 94% were not white. Let me explain the bigger plan behind that. It's not to help brown people. I'll explain it. Also, anti-racist tech CEO beaten to death by black male home intruder who was released early from prison by a Soros judge. Washington National Cathedral reveals new stained glass windows. They remove the old ones and put in the new religion. We'll tell you what that is. I bet you can guess. Black Lives Matter. Again, I already mentioned this, but it's so huge. Trump basically just lost New York bank fraud case before it even started. The judge found him guilty. And now they'll have the trial. And you go, wait a minute. Judges don't find you guilty. Juries do. Not in the new America. No, no, no. In the new America, the judge finds you guilty. And then a hand-picked jury certifies it. And then the judge decides the sentence. It's freedom. The judge says your property is worth $18 million, even though the taxes say it's worth over $200 million. And local realtors say they can sell it for $500 million in a day. Reality doesn't matter. The judge in their black outfit, they decide everything now. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get into the completely blown open border, the worst collapse ever Elon Musk on his way down there. We're going to hit all of that. U.S. military is laying the groundwork to reinstate the draft. Oh, you might want to stay tuned for that. The huge vaccine news with the CIA running the whole thing with Fauci in command. I told you, Fauci's not a puppet. That little murdering monster is a field marshal. He's in command. I'll be right back.
Naomi Wolf and her team at the Daily Clout submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the Centers for Disease Control, requesting all emails sent and received by Dr. Rochelle P. Walensky, Sherry A. Berger, and Kevin Griffiths between the dates of February 1st and May 31st of 2021 containing the word myocarditis. They received hundreds of pages showing that the White House and the entire COVID response team knew that the COVID vaccines were killing people and causing blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis. They also received 46 additional pages that were not requested. Of these 46 pages, over 80% of them were fully redacted and involved the White House and the Executive Office of the President. These redacted emails were labeled Draft White House Script and Some Tough Q&A. They knew in the spring of 2021 that these shots were killing people.
I've said over and over, and I don't mean to belabor this, but to remind everyone, when Steve says, how could this happen? I always say, from my experience working around a White House, that it can't happen unless the boss says it has to, or that it can. You can't kill Americans, I've said this so many times on this show, knowingly, without the okay of the president. So I knew that up the chain of command, the White House had to be involved in these decisions. But we just didn't have the smoking gun. Now we have the smoking gun. You remember we have 200 volunteer lawyers. So one of these lawyers' name is Ed Berkovich, and he FOIA'd, meaning sent a Freedom of Information Act demand to the CDC about myocarditis. And something very interesting happened. He got 472 pages from the CDC in response to that FOIA. He was also given an additional 46 pages, which he didn't ask for. And these additional 46 pages, over 80% of the pages were fully redacted. The redactions were, quote, pursuant to 5 USC 552 exemptions 5 and 6. What is redacted was solicited or shared with the president or his most senior advisors. They know it's happening. The other thing they're freaking out about is myocarditis. They know it's happening. The evidence came in, the updates came in, and the American people are going to be asking questions or starting to ask questions. So they convene a set of crisis meetings, basically, in which they're basically trying to formulate a press response. These are all press people. They crafted a media response. And by the way, there are people who deal with broadcast news as well in that list. And the media response doesn't tell the truth. After May of 2021, they rolled out myocarditis. And remember what they said always: extremely rare, mild, resolves. Extremely rare, mild, resolves. They knew that they were lying. And they said nothing about the clotting issue, from what I recall. So basically, they created, from this set of crisis communications, directed by the White House, with the White House's most senior advisors, the COVID-19 Response Project, which was overseen by the White House, at the behest of the White House, to create a media response that you experienced all of 2021, all of 2022, to get you to keep injecting this into your body and injecting it into the bodies of your loved ones. And they knew that they were lying, and they knew that they were hurting people with blood clots, platelet problems, and heart damage. And that's what they did, and that's what happened.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period. All right, let's hit the Canadian Nazi story first, okay? because the ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, all these groups run around constantly claiming anybody that doesn't submit to total tyranny and the globalist leftist agenda is a Nazi. It's quite a smear. Most people don't want to be called a Nazi. And so they back down and they go, okay, cut my kids' genitals off. Two men can have a baby. Open borders are great. Devalue the dollar. Launch war with Russia. But it's so illustrative what happened last week when Zelensky was here in North America demanding more money and in Canada to have hundreds of members of parliament there and they say, this man fought against the Russians in World War II in Ukraine. And they're like, yay! And of course, the Nazis, like, I've been hiding my life. You know, I lied to them about what military I was in, but they actually know I'm a SS soldier under direct commission of Adolf Hitler in the Waffen-SS, the armed SS. I mean, we ran death camps. We shot people en masse and shoveled them into graves, 30,000 at a time. And he's just wiping his brow. Just, he can't believe it. He gets invited there. He's there. I mean, no one's that stupid. The prime minister's office invites this guy. Now they're saying a week before to be there so we can have a soldier that fought the Russians. Now, who fought the Russians on the Eastern Front that was Ukraine and the Poland and the rest of it and Serbia in World War II? I mean, I would think any moron would know that. No, ladies and gentlemen, the good guys were the Nazis, you see. And there's a whole history of Trudeau hanging out with Ukrainian Nazis because that's the culture in the opposition to the Russians. It's the Nazis and it's the Russians. So why would they do this? Because they thought they'd have total control as a sick joke. The deputy prime minister is the deputy head of the World Economic Forum, and her father was a top Nazi on record. That's why they had to run to Canada so she could then be born. More Nazis went to Canada than went to Argentina and Brazil. But Kurt Waldheim was an SS officer. He became the head of the UN. The first head of NATO was a Nazi. The truth is, we brought tens of thousands of Nazis into the U.S. to be put in the head positions of dozens of federal agencies as well. Because they would follow orders, were high IQ, and were perfect match for the globalist psychopaths. They put them in charge of the medical system, the military, weapons development, NASA. Klaus Barbie, famous SS officer, worked for the CIA. And ran whole operations in Latin America. I've known people that were anti-communists working for the army and the CIA that worked with Klaus Barbie. I was a little kid hearing people talk about meeting Klaus Barbie. And it's on record Klaus Barbie ran operations down there. So you can't shake a stick. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a Nazi when you get involved with these people. So 98 years old, and he's there, and they do this, and they think we're stupid. But where does it get really interesting? Canadian Speaker of the House quits following Nazi scandal. Oh, so it's his fault. Poland may seek extradition of Ukrainian Nazi World War II veteran Hunka from Canada. Just in, Canadian Speaker of the House Anthony Rota resigns in shame after he led a chorus of applause for a literal Nazi. But we're giving hundreds of billions of dollars of aid and weapons to the Ukrainian military that wears the Nazi patch from World War II as an official patch. Like we have the American flag on our shoulder, They have the Nazi Ukrainian symbol of World War II. That's their symbol. But they know the public's ignorant, and they can just say, oh, that's Russian propaganda. That's what Trudeau said. It's a let this story, it's a mistake. No big deal. Move along. That the Russians want us to talk about this. Now we have this, Infowars.com. UK journo arrested for malinformation. Mal means it's true, but it's hurtful. After exposing Trudeau applauding a Nazi, Warren Thornton was actually on a TV show via Skype, video link, when the police busted in, and they confirmed they took him to jail for misinformation, but later released him because no crime had been committed. It's pure intimidation. He says he'll never be intimidated. He'll never shut up. But within days, they tracked back who first broke it. He went and looked the guy up, found out he was a Nazi, went into the Ukrainian and World War II archives, found his photo, found out who he was, found the name, exposed it, and they got on the phone and said, get over there, intimidate that guy, take him to jail. Click. That'll teach him. You're like, well, that's just over in the UK. Oh, really? U.S. government? Owen Schroyer must turn himself in to jail by the end of October. October 24th. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That it's just you can't make this stuff up. So here's Letitia James. Remember, these statements from the Attorney General are inadmissible in New York. Trump can't show Letitia James as she was running, giggling and laughing, how she's going to put him in jail one way or another. Here it is.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
And as I've said over and over again, I'm not saying the ADL are Nazis. I'm saying they support real Nazis, they protect real Nazis, and they promote Nazi-like policies. They're talking about extraditing this 98-year-old SS man who was in the unit that carried out mass exterminations. 100%. He's still cognizant. He looks like he's 85. Haul his ass into a court. Indict him right now for war crimes. Oh, but you're not going to see Jack Smith, the UN prosecutor, indict him. You're not going to see the Israeli Mossad grab this guy and put him on a private jet and fly him back, because that's embarrassing. And I'm going to say it. I want George Soros arrested for war crimes in World War II and the Holocaust, which he took part in, and I want him hauled to Israel. Oh, but he's a friend of Israel. He's the type of Jew the Israeli leadership, I guess, likes, because they don't do anything. The Jews that held the other Jews hostage and sold them to the Nazis, like Madeleine Albright's dad did. Look it up. The scum of the earth. And then they point their fingers at us and they say, we're anti-Semitic. I don't have any Jews' blood on my hands. I look at Jews like people and say, there are good people, there are different people, there are bad people. And I will call out evil Jews all day long, but I will never hate somebody because of their religion or their genetic background. But I will hate the things groups and organizations do. And it is disgusting. It is outrageous that the ADL and these powerful leftist Jewish organizations are up to their eyeballs in real Nazis. Not me. Nobody in my family ever worked with the Nazis. Nobody in my family ever worked with communists. In fact, all my family did was fight Nazis and fight communists. And I'm not going to get into it all because my family asked me to shut up about it. But my family's done a lot. I'll leave it at that. And I've done everything I've done on my own as a loyal American against tyranny. And I'm telling you, the ADL is trying to set up an America that Hitler would recognize as a totalitarian state that he'd fancy. So the anti-Semites go nuts with that and say, Jones says that they're Nazis. What I'm saying is that if you, Xi Jinping behaves like a Nazi. He puts people that aren't his ethnic group in slave camps. Now, obviously, Nazis didn't invent that. Groups have been doing that forever. But the point is that call it whatever you want, totalitarian nightmare. And I've got articles right here where the UN is officially saying they're getting ready to come in and run more censorship and more shutdowns, and they want people arrested that criticize their COVID narrative, even though they're the ones lying about everything. So people try to wrap their minds around an actual SS officer in the main battlefront, where their job was, once they took over an area, was to rob and kill their political opposition. And the first group on the list was Jews. Madeleine Albright's dad became filthy rich, rounding up Jews and handing them over to Nazis. On record. There's national TV shows about it. George Soros, same story. Over and over again. And it's disgusting. Because I don't care if it was a Pole or a Jew or a gypsy or anybody. If you're getting rounded up out of your house, men, women, and children, and taken to a pit and shot in the head. First, they make you take your clothes off because they want to dig through and find any jewelry you've got hidden. She knows black and white films. They don't show them on TV anymore. When I was a kid, they were on PBS and stuff. And just herding women and children into pits to shoot them. And there was this guy. That 14th group was one of the main groups. They'd be the MVPs. I mean, this is MVP Nazis. The SS is the NFL. But we're talking the Super Bowl winners here, baby. We're talking the cream of the cream. Founder of NATO, Nazi. UN Secretary General, Nazi. The list goes on and on. Because they fit right in with the New World Order. So here they are. With the leader of the parliament and the 98-year-old Nazi. Praising him for fighting the Russians in World War II. As if none of them know. Wait, who fought the Russians in World War II? Let me think. Imagine a Jeopardy. How easy that question would be. Who fought the Russians in World War II for 2000? Let me think. Who fought the Russians in World War II? I just can't figure it out. You only got 10 seconds. I can't. Who fought the Russians in World War II? It'd be like saying, who fought the Americans in World War II in the Pacific? The Eskimos? The South Africans? The Mexicans? Nope. Sorry, Mr. Jones. It's Japan for 2000. The Axis was Nazi Germany, the Italians, and the Japanese. That's who we fought in World War II. Now, let me tell you who the Allies are. The British, the Australians, the French that were left, the United States, and a few other countries. That's called the Allies. We should have they want re-education for our kids to teach them two men can have a baby. How about the Parliament gets to go to some re-education? I'm not literally saying do that. I'm not like the left. But maybe they go get a month-long course at night where they explain to them, here's how World War II started, and here's who's on the Axis side, and here's who's on the Allied side. So next time somebody goes, and here's this great man who fought the Russians in Ukraine in World War II. Gee, who did that? Have I heard of him before? It's a guy with a weird mustache that wore military uniforms named Adolf Hitler. That's who. Oh, my God. I've got so much other stuff to hit, but I am just so sick of these people. And they know they're sniveling liars as they sit there and tell the dumbed-down public that loyal Americans are Nazis, that Donald Trump is a Nazi. That's like saying Martin Luther King's in the KKK. It's just such an insult to everyone's intelligence. These people are nasty. They're evil. And I'm tired of them. But see, they only get away with this because the type of followers they've got. I mean, do you really? How many members of their parliaments? 200 and something, right? How many members of parliament are in Canada? Because they were all there. Look it up for me. They're in Ottawa, their capital city. Look it up for me. You got hundreds of people there, and they're all clapping like trained seals. They go, isn't it? 338 members of parliament. Almost all of them are there. Their assistants are all standing behind him. She got 600 and something people conservatively. They all got an assistant right behind him. 338 times two. 600 plus. 600. I mean, think about that. 600 plus people, almost 700 people behind him. And not one person goes, hey, hey, hey. You hear the record skip sound. You hear the car wreck sound, like, psh. Hey, wait a minute. The Nazis fought the Russians. That's it. And they're the same ones that will go, oh, our fact checkers say you're not allowed to show that John Hopkins study that 83% of the women in the first and second trimester that took the Pfizer or Moderna shot had a miscarriage. Nope, it's misinformation. You can't share that. It's disinformation. It's malinformation. You can't show that. We're liberal. La, 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 la. In fact, I'm surprised they didn't just fact check and say, it's not true. The Ukrainians did not fight on the side of the Nazis, and he's not a Nazi. I mean, they sure went and arrested the reporter that first found out about it. That'll teach you. How dare you show we're parading Nazis in front of you and saying that the heroes fought the Russians in World War II? I mean, it's just, it's like if they got up on TV and said, the Dallas Cowboys are based in Washington, D.C. and have been there since 1954. You'd go, no, that's the Washington Redskins. And they go, no, it's not. And they go, and the Buccaneers are from Seattle. And you're like, no, they're not. That's the Seahawks. And they're like, no, it isn't. And Babe Ruth never played for the Yankees. You're like, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Two men can have a baby. It is lunatic asylum level craziness. And now they think a nuclear war is survivable with the Russians. Just a year ago, they said, we can't send heavy cruise missiles. We can't send F-16s and Abrams. That's World War III. A year later, hell yeah, we can do it. I mean, come on. We'll take out the Russians. Sure, they'll kill probably 100, 200 million Americans, and there'll be a new dark age, but so what? We'll still be in control. And Letitia James can giggle and laugh and whatever when ICBMs and sea-launched cruise missiles slam into Manhattan, and she gets turned into powdered dust. Because what does she know about ICBMs and MIRVs and particle beams and bioweapons like weaponized mousepox that kills 90% of people? She doesn't know about airborne hemorrhagic fever. She doesn't know how to wipe her big old fat ugly ass. All she knows how to do is strut around and be an idiot tyrant. Oh my God. Play the standing ovation and then I want to go to Stoltenberg. Go ahead and play it.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian-Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today, even at his age of 98.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah! He fought the Russians in World War II. Oh, my God. Standing ovation. You talk about idiots. They should all resign. This man fought the Russians in World War II in Ukraine. Instantly, you'd know. What? You'd be like, whoa, 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 excuse me. Hey, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. But they've all been elected because they're followers. They've been all elected because they're ignorant, or they've been installed because they're dumbasses. Dumber than a box of rocks. But the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, they're not dumb. They've scooped up all the 170 and 200 IQ mad scientists, and they know exactly what they're doing. So while you've got these clowns out there and they're installing all these mindless idiots in the positions, oh, they know exactly what they're doing. So now let me shift gears into World War III itself. Then we'll go to break, come back, cover all the rest of this. Stoltenberg is the head of NATO. And they had agreements when the Soviet Union fell to never expand NATO to the borders of Russia. And then they overthrew the elected Ukrainian government 9 years ago, and George Soros bragged about it. It's all on record in Victoria Nuland. And they started attacking Russian enclaves and pushing Russians out. And Putin said, if we keep doing that, we're going to have to invade and push your troops out. We're going to take part of the country. He was very clear about it starting about 6 years ago. So then they invaded, and they have no intention of taking the whole country, but destroying the Ukrainian military, the Nazi element of it, that's the dominant element. And NATO's been denying that. Remember, oh, we don't have any plan to have them enter NATO. Now they say, oh, we want Ukraine to enter NATO. And then Stoltenberg laughs when he's talking to the parliament a couple days ago, and he just goes, hey, the Russians don't like it, but so what? How would they like it if the Russians moved hundreds of thousands of troops and weapons into Toronto and were aiming it at New York and shooting artillery at the border? I mean, we go to war with Russia. I'd be anti-Russian right now. I'd say, suit up, let's go. But they're not going to do that because we got nuclear weapons. They don't want that. They got plenty of land. Sold us Alaska for nothing. Largest country in the world. Jam-packed with resources. We need to be working with them, getting those resources. I mean, I see Russia as a big, giant buffet for humanity. Not to exploit Russia, but to work with everybody. I mean, I'm for free market everywhere. Let's go. Let's do it. We'll take your women, too. Let's go. The point is that that's not what the New World Order wants. See, they don't want to make a deal and have a future humanity and have wealth. They want control, and they want to cut your son's genitals off. They want to depopulate you. They want us gone. They want the Russians gone. They want anybody they don't control gone. So here's Stoltenberg now admitting and giggling about the truth. Here it is.
President Putin declared in the autumn of 2021, and he actually sent a draft treaty that he wanted NATO to sign to promise no more NATO enlargement. That was what he sent us. And that was a precondition for not invade Ukraine. Of course, we didn't sign that. The opposite happened. He wanted us to sign a promise never to enlarge NATO. He wanted us to remove our military infrastructure in all allies that have joined NATO since 1997, meaning half of NATO, all the Central and Eastern Europe. We should remove NATO from that part of our alliance. Introducing some kind of E and B, or second-class membership. We rejected that. So he went to war to prevent NATO, more NATO close to his borders. He has got the exact opposite. He has got more NATO presence in the eastern part of the alliance, and he has also seen that Finland has already joined the alliance, and Sweden will soon be a full member. This is good for the Nordic countries, it's good for Finland and Sweden, and it's also good for NATO, and it demonstrates that when President Putin invaded a European country to prevent more NATO, he's getting the exact opposite.
Fighting to the last Ukrainian. We'll be back with hour two. Massive news. Stay with us. All right. I want to play a few clips of the left promising to get Trump. We got more coming up next segment because that goes into these new insane statements by Clapper and Brennan and the rest of them. About how, oh, don't let Trump get in, he's going to arrest us. But they're the ones that are openly trying to put Trump in prison. It's total projection in your face. Here it is, and then we'll be right back after the short break to lay it all out.
If he takes the risk of going to trial and he's convicted, that could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
That tweet fits the Republican definition of an impeachable offense.
Where do you see an impeachable offense?
It is grounds for impeachment.
Potentially criminal or even impeachable.
Grounds for impeachment.
You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. That apparently directed toward the President of the United States.
Is it impeachable?
100% is impeachable.
Very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight,
with so many people knowing about this,
It's interesting, and I'm kind of proud to say this, it took a member of the intelligence community to step up and bring it forward.
It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that would have alarmed the founders more than what's on that call, where you have a president using the full power of his office to try to effectively coerce a foreign leader that is completely dependent on our country for military, economic, diplomatic, and other support to intervene in our election to help his campaign.
Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
I mean, president is only a 4-year job, but it feels like it's taking him 5 years to just fire his ass. It's frustrating. You know, I bet somebody explained how long impeachment takes to John Wilkes Booth, and he was like, okay, well, where's he at right now?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
He's not a tough guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any other day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Kiss my mother f***ing ass, you bitch, punk, sucker.
Pointing what appears to be a water gun at the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard, art teacher Pale Modi has now been seen by countless viewers across the internet.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service.
The rhetoric that has inspired the violence has come from the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
They're involved in the coup, an active attempt to start a bloody civil war. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And I've not gotten to the most powerful news yet. It is insane. But the good news is people are waking up. So everybody, you know, tune in now. In defiance of globalist attempts to shut us down, thanks to you, the viewers and listeners, and our supporters, we are still on air, and the world is waking up to the truth. We are more effective than ever. When I say we, I mean all of us together. I salute you, and I thank you. We're going to win this thing. We've got to have focus, energy, funding, and God on our side, and an unstoppable will, and just commit to bring down the New World Order. We've got to do it. They're trying to bring us down. They're trying to destroy us. They didn't start the fight with people that were going to back down. They started a fight with people that are going to resist them. They thought they started a fight with people that were going to just stay ignorant and roll over to them. But they started the fight with people that are going to persevere. We don't have a choice. They want covert war. They don't want you to know how their operations work. They don't want you to understand how they want to make you poor to run your life. But they brag at their WEF meetings and on C-SPAN how they're taking control, how they're going to use the ESGs and the central bank digital currencies to control your life, the social credit score. They are waging war against us, and they don't want us to understand that. But we do understand that. Okay, I didn't plug any first hour. I have some very important, exciting announcements. So I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes, and I'm going to plunge back into the news. Here's what's going on. Several big announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our number one top-selling product, has been sold out. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids and things you need to be incredibly healthy, everything you need to survive and be healthy to supplement yourself is in this. It's incredible. This is the essentials. There's a lot of other amazing supplements that take it next level, but if you don't have the foundational vitamins and minerals, amino acids, the other things you stack on top of it don't have as good an effect. This is foundational. It's key. It's where it all starts. It tastes great. It's liquid, so you absorb it a lot better than pills. Tastes great. Totally healthy. All natural. You put a little scoop and a pitcher of water. Have it in your refrigerator or take it with you in a thermos or in a bottle and drink it. It's great for kids, great for adults, great for old people. Vitamin Mineral Fusion discounted, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And maybe you guys brought it in, but I had asked you guys to bring these into me. And maybe you did, but I don't see it. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to break for a moment. And when I come back, I'm going to reset here and talk about this because something very, very exciting happened. And I guess it came in last week and I didn't know about it, but I want to be able to show it to you as well. And so I need to get up and go in there and get it myself, which is fine. And so we'll talk about that in a moment. And then we'll get into all the other news and we'll take your phone calls here today. But this report is really, really important. And so I was already intending to play this again. White House knew COVID vaccines were killing people over 2 years ago, Greg Reese. And Fauci was literally running this with the CIA, suppressing this information from the public. So we're going to get to that when we come back. But here is Greg Reese's report.
Naomi Wolf and her team at the Daily Clout submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the Centers for Disease Control, requesting all emails sent and received by Dr. Rochelle P. Walensky, Sherry A. Berger, and Kevin Griffiths between the dates of February 1st and May 31st of 2021, containing the word myocarditis. They received hundreds of pages showing that the White House and the entire COVID response team knew that the COVID vaccines were killing people and causing blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis. They also received 46 additional pages that were not requested. Of these 46 pages, over 80% of them were fully redacted and involved the White House and the Executive Office of the President. These redacted emails were labeled draft White House script and some tough Q&A. They knew in the spring of 2021 that these shots were killing people.
I've said over and over, and I don't mean to belabor this, but to remind everyone, when Steve says, how could this happen? I always say from my experience working around a White House that it can't happen unless the boss says it has to. Or that it can. You can't kill Americans, I've said this so many times on this show, knowingly without the okay of the president. So I knew that up the chain of command, the White House had to be involved in these decisions. But we just didn't have the smoking gun. Now we have the smoking gun. You remember we have 200 volunteer lawyers. So one of these lawyers' name is Ed Berkovich, and he FOIA'd, meaning sent a Freedom of Information Act demand to the CDC about myocarditis. And something very interesting happened. He got 472 pages from the CDC in response to that FOIA. He was also given an additional 46 pages, which he didn't ask for. And these additional 46 pages, over 80% of the pages were fully redacted. The redactions were, quote, pursuant to 5 USC 502 exemptions 5 and 6. What is redacted was solicited or shared with the president or his most senior advisors. They know it's happening. The other thing they're freaking out about is myocarditis. They know it's happening. The evidence came in, the updates came in, and the American people are going to be asking questions or starting to ask questions. So they convene a set of crisis meetings, basically, in which they're basically trying to formulate a press response. These are all press people. They crafted a media response. And by the way, there are people who deal with broadcast news as well in that list. And the media response doesn't tell the truth. after May of 2021. They rolled out myocarditis, and remember what they said always: extremely rare, mild, resolves. Extremely rare, mild, resolves. They knew that they were lying, and they said nothing about the clotting issue, from what I recall. So basically, they created from this set of crisis communications directed by the White House, with the White House's most senior advisors, the COVID-19 response project, which was overseen by the White House at the behest of the White House, to create a media response that you experienced all of 2021, all of 2022, to get you to keep injecting this into your body and injecting it into the bodies of your loved ones. And they knew that they were lying, and they knew that they were hurting people with blood clots, platelet problems, and heart damage. And that's what they did, and that's what happened.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I don't need to tell you how important that report is. It's at man.video. It just went live 2 hours ago. That's 26,000 views. It needs 10 million views. This is a life and death situation. This is a purposeful depopulation operation, sterilization operation. White House knew COVID vaccines were killing people over 2 years ago. And they knew a long time before that. That's what they developed it for in the Rat Studies, University of Texas. In an Obama national project run by Fauci in 2013, 14, and 15. Then it got discovered. It was totally illegal. They moved it to Wuhan. It was a major scandal at the time. Now, I've covered probably 10% of the news. And the other news is just as insane, just as important. But I also want to take your phone calls. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get into the latest vaccine news that ties into what you just saw. I'm going to hit the border news with Elon Musk going to the border. I'm going to hit Trump being defaulted in New York by the judge. The judge has found him guilty before it even goes to a jury. Told you this is unprecedented. I mean, it was done to me. And people said, how are you handling it? And I said, they're coming for you next. I mean, you understand that, right? We don't just say that, Trump and I. I mean, this is a takeover. They want to screw every one of you. Black, white, old, young, doesn't matter. So we're going to be getting to all that and how to stop it. And the impeachment's moving forward against Biden. Just a lot of insane news. The looting in different areas across the country. There is just a lot of insane intensification going on. But let me now make the really exciting announcement. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in, and we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. Men and women need to take these. Women love the testosterone boost. Women have testosterone as well, just not as much as men. Your ovaries produce it. You want to lose weight. You want to be focused. You want to have energy. I'm about to get back on this, and you watch, I'll lose quite a bit of weight. It's been sold out for 3-4 months. InfoWarsStore.com has all three of these products together, and they go great together. But we want natural pain situation release, well, Pain MD. You want the natural testosterone boost, 1776 testosterone boost, and of course HGH Max Boost. And all three of these are already nationwide bestsellers made by a Patreon-owned, large but not mega huge, pharmaceutical company that's one of the main makers of supplements in the nation. And we had a lot of our old companies that were good as well get bought up during the pandemic. Said, we're not doing business with you now. You're Alex Jones. And then we just happened to get the great folks that we're using now. And they don't care if we say their name, but I'm not going to say their name because they say they don't care, but they'll get attacked. And so these are private labeled and discounted. Three already best-selling products. And they're all triple tested. They're incredible. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Platinum discounted. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our overall number one bestseller. Back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, InfoWarsStore.com. It is amazing. And we can only run the sale for one more week, the trifecta sale, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, all three back in stock at once, 40% off. We don't have a lot of markup in this, so that is an insanely good deal. If you've already experienced the products and loved them, now reorder and keep the show in the air, a win-win. If you haven't tried these products, you need them. If you haven't tried the great CBD oil we've got from the top lab, it's in the top three in the country. It's outside Austin, Texas. We turned out their listeners. We got a great deal. We sell it for 30-something percent, 33% under what they sell it for at their biggest discount. I had to really hammer them. It took 6 months of negotiations to get the lowest price, and then they private labeled it for us under the name Rebel Zen, because all their other distributors would get mad that are selling it because we've undercut them. So we private labeled it to be able to give you that quality. We also have the 1,000 milligram salve for joint pain, your knees and your bones. All of them are back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Rebel Zen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWars Platinum. And on top of that, just a few days left on the trifecta sale, 40% off on DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and, of course, the Real Red Pill Plus. You've heard the rave reviews. Get it for yourself and keep the broadcast on air. I thank you all for your support. Now, you talk about cavalry coming in, man. I've been budgeting with a CRO during our bankruptcy, Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, to keep us on air. Looks like it's going through. The judge has signaled that. Praise God. Cross your fingers. Say a prayer. But we're just barely in the black. And so I was in budgetary meetings just today, and they said, we don't have money to send people to the border, even though it's huge and important and needs to be seen. We're worried about RNC, DNC money. That's like, you know, 8, 9, 10 months away. We know you want to go cover this. We know you want to hire some more reporters back. You just don't have the money, Jones. And you got the money to keep going. And you know, nobody's gotten a bonus in over a year around here. Maybe a few employees can get a raise. But, Jones, you got to get the funds in. So I'm not complaining. I'm not begging. I'm not bitching. I'm just blessed to still be, you know, above ground. Any day above ground is a good day, as they say in Scarface. Don't want to be pushing daisies. But these are products you need. And I said, well, I believe if you'll just get the products in, that people will respond back and we'll have the extra money budgeted. So they said, okay, we got 1 week till our cash collateral meeting every 2 weeks with the federal court. And so if we can see a surge there, then we will try to budget in $20,000 a month for reporters. And that sounds like a lot. It's not, to send reporters, people in hotels and airplanes and things. I would like to have reporters in the field all the time, because it goes viral. It has a huge effect. It punches through. Owen and crew went to the border, as you know, 4 months ago. 50 million views conservatively, broke in major news stories about the open border. And now it's way worse than it was. I mean, I do not have the money to send crew to the Texas border that's 6 hours away. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, put me in the game, coach. But I can't do it unless you put me in the game. Plus, these are products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. And get HGH Max Boost. Get 1776 testosterone boots. Get Pain MD. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Get the great essential oil-based, non-GMO, non-fluoride toothpaste, turmeric. We've got activated charcoal. We've got coral calcium whitening. It's the best toothpaste you're going to find. You know, we make like $3 a tube on it, but whatever. The point is, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. So I didn't plug the first hour, so I just did like a 6-7 minute plug here. I appreciate all your support, but the dog doesn't hunt unless the dog gets fed. And you've already done an incredible job. I'm not complaining, but the one thing I don't want to do is give out under the attack. And I'm not going to get into a whole report to you, but the New World Order, the CIA, the globalists are hopping mad we're still here. They are so pissed at you. That's why the controlled globalist lawyers get up in Texas and Connecticut and say, don't send him money and don't buy his products. We don't want money. We want to shut him down. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, I filed under federal law 5 to 10 years in prison if I've lied about any of this. And it's all filed in their face. The judge had third-party three different third-party groups come in and literally dig through my house and my underwear drawers. They did asset searches all over the world. They did everything and found out that I told them the total truth. A, I'm not Lex Luthor, though I have the haircut. B, I've never been a big money math guy. I'm not really concerned with it. And C, I'm not going to prison for lying about hidden money. It's a damn lie. But that's why they run these headlines. That thing they ran 2 weeks ago that Jones spent $90-something thousand. We're about to file another thing with the court showing that's not even true. It's all a lie. It was 3 months combined. I mean, it's insane. I'm not bragging or saying I'm the greatest guy. I'm lazy when it comes to things. I don't even want to go to the store and buy new stuff. This is like a 6-7-year-old shirt. It's got a hole in the back of it. And my wife's like, man, you dress like a homeless person. Can we go to the store and get you some nicer clothes? She's like, why don't you wear your jackets on air anymore? Well, even though I hike almost every day and try to not lift too many weights because I just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, I mean, I worked out this weekend and I was leg pressing 500 pounds 20 times. And all it made me get was bigger. And, you know, it's I'm not trying to get bigger. I can't get into my clothes. My neck's 22 inches around now. So people say, why do you dress like a slob? I'm kind of like Fetterman. I don't know what I'm supposed to do because you look pretty. I'm not defending Fetterman. The point is, you look pretty clownish. Like those NFL guys. I'm not comparing myself to an NFL guy. When they're wearing suits, it looks like, a gorilla's in a suit. And that's what I look like when I wear a suit. It looks ridiculous because, you know, my arms are bulging. People are, and I'm not even that big compared to most. I don't know how those huge guys even wear suits. I got to go find some special tailor or something that knows how to, you know, trim a suit for somebody that's big. I mean, how does Dwayne Johnson wear a suit? When he wears one, it looks ridiculous. He's like, you know, twice the size I am. So I'm digressing here. The point is they think taking money away from me does anything. I only had a few million dollars set aside as an emergency backup because any big company like this in a fight needs that. And I just would pleasure spend it to keep us on air because that's my passion. It wasn't a sacrifice. It wasn't like some big thing. But to the other side, they couldn't believe that I got that Bitcoin donation and put 98% of it into the company. They couldn't believe that I invested $3 million in a house that I was told would go up in value, and it did, in the most elite part of Austin, and I sold it after 3 years for a $4 million profit, and then I dumped it right back in here. And when they finally got the discovery and saw it, their mouths were hanging open. Because you think those type of people are going to sit there and get an $8 million donation and put it into free speech? Because they don't care about speech. They don't care about freedom. They're not willing to die for the truth like I am. I enjoy giving everything I've got. But when you finally get to the point where you don't have anything else to put in, that's when you're like, whoa, okay, I've been cut to the bone. And I've got a homesteaded nice house I live in now. But if I sell that, they'll snap it up. It's the only exempt thing I got. And I don't care about it. I mean, literally, if they said, it will defeat the New World Order right now if you climb into a wood chipper, I'd say, turn the son of a bitch on. I wouldn't even think about it. I'd jump headfirst into it. I'm not suicidal. It's an analogy. But, I mean, seriously, if they said, we'll defeat evil, we'll save the children, everything else. I've got guilt over abortions I was involved in, deep-seated. Wait. If God said, if you climb into that wood chipper right now, we'll defeat this, we'll stop this right now, I'd say, please, turn it on full power. Now, I'm not into pain, so I wouldn't go feet first. I'd say, turn that son of a bitch on high, and I would climb right in and stick my head right in there, okay? Because these people are pedophiles. These people are Satanists. They've got to be opposed. They've got to be resisted. We've got to stand against them. So just spread the word about the broadcast. Just spread the word and share the links. You've been doing it, and we're beginning to win. And just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get InfoWars Platinum and get Vitamineral Fusion and get the trifecta operation before that sale has to end. Because two of the products are already, we've already sold half of it. And that's the problem. We get limited shipments because we don't have the money. So we're almost there. We can finally get full orders in and then not be having our staple products sold out. And then we've got the projection. Very soon we'll have money Because, man, I want to hire a bunch of people. I want to hire Savannah Hernandez back. I want to hire Drew Hernandez back. They're ready to come here. They're no relation. It's both badasses. I want to hire a bunch of people. And I get all the letters and all the calls. Hire me, hire me, hire me, hire me. I don't have the money to hire you. I don't even control the company now other than the content of the news. I'm in control of that. There's a CRO. I have to have the money. I can't drive a car if the gas is not in the tank. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to plunge back into the news and information now. And then in a few minutes, I'm going to give out the toll-free number for first-time callers to join us to talk about any issue, any topic, any subject you want to get into on this live Wednesday transmission. So I do want to take your phone calls. I want to hear from you today on any subject, any question, any comment. You agree with me, you disagree with me. We do not screen your calls in the traditional sense of your content. We want a clean phone line. We want you to be ready to make your points, so we respect your time, respect others' time. And if you want to tell us where you're calling from or how you're listening, that's fine. If you want to give us a line, you know, so I know what topic it is when I go to you so I can be thinking about it, that's fine too. If you don't, you can just say you're anonymous with anonymous question, and then you can hit me with it on air. So we're only screening your call for clean phone line. Clean phone line. And I use a little profanity here and there, but we're able to lay that out for the stations. I ask you not to engage in it because it can get hard to do or they can miss it. And Democrats are allowed to cuss on air. We're not allowed to. So you know how that works. And I don't particularly need to cuss. I've got a big vocabulary. But sometimes you need to just say, fuck Bill Gates and fuck Fauci and fuck the New World Order. But we need to lay that out for children or others that may be listening. I totally get it. Okay. I'm going to hit this actually next segment because I dropped the ball. I meant to tell the crew to get the clip. And this was just said yesterday. And he said it again last week. He's basically saying it like a parrot. And it ties into what I'm about to hit first. But guys, get the clip. Watch Clapper shares insane theory that Trump will throw opponents in jail if reelected. Well, actually, that's not an insane theory. Trump has said he'll do that. But turnabout is fair play. All's fair in love and war, right? They started it. They just don't want us to know they started it. Clapper and Esper confess legitimate fear of Trump hit list. So get me those clips. I forgot to tell you to get me those video clips because I want to air those coming up. Start of the next segment. And there was also another video list you guys gave me of the globalists threatening people and saying they're going to kill Trump. And I know you gave it to me. It got mixed into my stacks. I can't find it. Reprint that for me, and I'll hit that next segment. And again, here in just a few minutes, we'll turn the phones on, and we will open the phones up and take your calls. So get ready for that. First-time callers. I want to give people that never got in on the show a chance. Okay. Let's hit this first. This is really a big deal. And again, when I talk about this, it's not to put myself in the story like Hunter S. Thompson. It's that I'm in the story. So I can specifically not just go off news and documents and press releases and admissions. I've experienced it, so I can tell you, yeah, this is what's going on. Defaults can be called defaults or they cannot be called defaults. But in the law, if you're in a civil case, in some cases in a criminal case, you can be tried in absentia, meaning you're not there, but they find you guilty because you didn't show up. Then they decide how guilty you are. Now, they're extremely rare. It's called death penalty sanctions in Texas. And it's literally never used unless somebody does a bank swindle and then runs off to the third world. You don't know where they are. They've got property. They've got assets. And you've got them dead to rights. It's fraud. And then you can say they're guilty and then still have a jury hear the facts to decide where the money goes. In my cases with the whole Sandy Hook charade, demonizing me for things I never even said or did. They got all the discovery and then said we didn't give them discovery and then defaulted us in Texas and Connecticut, all coordinated. And then they let the other side put on all this fake evidence and threatened to arrest my lawyers in Texas and Connecticut and or sanction us, which they did, if we put on a defense. People said his lawyers are idiots. They're morons. No, they weren't allowed. We were given a list of things we couldn't say, like we're innocent or I'm not worth $400 million. And I told everybody, I said, this is a precedent-setting case. They'd said that on CNN. They'd said that on MSNBC. They'd said everywhere that once we do this to Alex Jones, we're going to do this to everybody else, including Tucker Carlson, Fox News. And a few months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, you heard, oh, Fox News judge finds them guilty for lying about election fraud. Didn't see the evidence. He just said, I find you guilty. So they settled for $700 and something million because they just seen $1.5 billion judgment against me. And I don't have $1 million, much less $1.5 billion. But News Corp and the Ruperts, Rupert Murdoch, his family, the Murdochs, they do. And so they rolled over like a dead fish very, very quickly. And they've done it over and over again. Giuliani, about a month ago. Oh, you didn't give us all the discovery we wanted. Stuff he couldn't even give. You're defaulted. You're guilty. Now we're going to have a jury trial on how guilty you are. Now they've done it to Trump. And here's Yahoo's top story today. Trump basically just lost the New York bank fraud case before it even started. And they sell it and say the judge found him guilty for persistent and repeated fraud. Persistent. Now, I didn't know judges found you guilty. But in the new America, they do, you see. Trump found guilty with no trial. And they just think you're so stupid. It'd be almost like having a Nazi SS death camp commander being saluted at Parliament. You don't think it had happened, but it actually does. So, it goes through the fact that the judge at summary judgment didn't call it a default, but said, I'm finding you guilty. Donald Trump's stunning Mar-a-Lago estate is worth $282 million more than what the $18 million valuation given by Manhattan judge who held ex-president liable for fraud, Palm Beach realtor says. They say they've got buyers for $300, $500 million right now. Some say it's worth $1 billion, a two-acre vacant lot. Just sold for a gigantic amount next door. Trump said it was worth a fraction of that a decade ago on his taxes. And the judge says, I find you guilty. And it goes on from there. Here's the crazy judge. I mean, look at this lunatic. Want that guy babysitting your kids? Just saying. A two-acre lot located just minutes from Mar-a-Lago is currently listed for $150 million. Mar-a-Lago's 20 acres with beautiful architecture on it. Many have questioned, therefore, how Trump's home, which is 10 times bigger, could be worth much less. 157% less. That's right. 20 acres with a giant palace on it is worth 157% less than a vacant lot with grass on it. But the judge said so. He's God. Yesterday, Judge Engorn ruled that Trump committed fraud for years while building his real estate empire with no proof. Oh, he ruled it's fraud. Can you imagine ruling against me, Trump said, for having done business perfectly and yet telling people go on a rampage on a sidewalk in New York City? Yeah, the crime. The civil trial in October begins, but the judge has already found Trump guilty. 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 The judge's ruling is phase one of the case known as Sudsury Judgment, revolves the key claim in James's lawsuit, Letitia James. I mean, these people are a joke. Clown world.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've had the judge in the case before it goes to a jury say he's guilty. That's how America works now. Judges find you guilty, and then a jury then is told they're guilty and then certifies how guilty. And the jury sit there and are so politically ignorant or historically ignorant, they go, okay, judges tell me what to do now. The judge tells me they're guilty. That's the opposite of jury nullification. Juries are supposed to judge the law as well as the facts and then make a political decision if they think that the court's corrupt. And the jury can nullify fraudulent laws. That's in the Constitution. That's in jurisprudence. They don't want you to know that. So if that's on one end of the spectrum, people power. You'll see it where some guy kidnaps a little girl, rapes her and kills her. He's released from jail. The dad goes and shoots him. They try him. Juries say not guilty. Yeah, he committed a crime. He murdered somebody. But the guy raped and killed his daughter. There's actual cases of that. A bunch of them. And the juries, back when they had their heads screwed on, at least in Republican jurisdictions, would say, you know, we're letting him go. There's the best-selling books made into movies, fiction versions of that, A Time to Kill, where the KKK kidnaps and rapes and kills a little black girl, and then the racist town lets him go. The dad goes and kills him. That's a fiction story, but there are real stories like that. There are real stories like that. They're famous. And the jury just says, no, we're not going to put you in jail. That's jury nullification on one end. The extreme end now is judges finding people guilty and then telling the jury they're guilty and that they've got to decide how guilty and then presenting fake evidence. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Jones has $400 million in the bank. We were barred from talking. I had $3 million in the bank at the time, spent it all now, defending ourselves. I'm like, she's like, oh, can't talk. Judge sits back, kicks back. Jury comes back and says, well, since he made $400 million off these people, which I never did, it's a total lie, they deserve 10% of his wealth, $45 million. That was in Texas. They said that. We talked to the jury after. They said, well, I mean, you're worth $400 million. I mean, you could pay $45 million. Like, that's not true. Well, the guy got up and said, their expert got up, never talked to him, never saw our documents. We had our bankruptcy documents, didn't want sworn certified documents, just you're worth $400 million. Now we see the inverse. Trump claims Mar-a-Lago is worth $150 million on his taxes. Why would he want to overinflate it with taxes and property taxes? No, property taxes. And it turns out that was about right what he estimated in taxes. Now it's worth $300 million. That's what it's estimated on the tax rolls at. But the judge says $18 million. Now, folks, you know that's a lie. If you got a $500,000 house on the tax rolls, you could probably sell it for $700. If on the tax rolls it's $200 and something million, well, you could probably sell it for $500 million. But the judge says $18 million. Here's another analogy. Let's say you buy a used Chevy Tahoe that's got 5,000 miles on it. And you bought it, drove it for a few months, you want to sell it. Yeah, they're going to cut 20-30% off the sales price, but you're going to be able to get 60-70% back right away. So let's say that Tahoe is worth $55,000, $60,000. You bought it for $85,000. And then somebody tells you, sorry, that Tahoe's worth $5,000. And you go, no, it's not. The Blue Book, Kelley Blue Book, says it's worth $60,000. I don't care. I'm a judge. And if you file in financial papers something that's a lie, they can say it's wire fraud and put you in jail. So the judge is saying, no, buddy, it's not worth $159 million like you said in filings. It's worth $18 million. And everybody else says, no, it's worth $300 million at least. $300 million versus $18 million. And people look at that and you say, how can that? And I got all this other news, folks. But this really illustrates the fraud of these people and the nakedness and how they don't care how insanely obvious. Look at the Drudge Report headline. Fraud. Trump skips another debate. Signs of trouble in early states. Oh, why should he go give them all the views when he goes into the debate? Real estate insiders bewildered by judge's $18 million valuation of Trump's Mar-a-Lago would list for $300 million. Yeah. Doesn't care. They're the ruling class. They're going to rub your nose in it. They're going to let you know they're the boss. They don't care. Real estate value, $300 million. He says it's worth $150. You're a fraud. It's worth $18. A vacant lot. He could sell 20 acres vacant for $300 million. I'm done talking about it. I just, the level of these people. I mean, imagine you're sitting there in court. There's a professor type in a suit with dandruff all over his shoulders. I examined his books and he's worth $400 million. Just examine nothing. I'm sitting there going, yeah, he got $400 million. The jury just looks at me. I had people, family and stuff calling me, man, I didn't know you were worth $400 million. Can I have a loan? And I'm telling the family, I go, do you believe that crap? My phone rang off the hook. I had women hit on me in grocery stores saying, I didn't know you were a billionaire. Well, I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a millionaire. Oh, no, no. I saw on the news, like, you're a billionaire, you got to pay. And I love the headlines. Jones refuses to pay his $1.5 billion. But the families, Bloomberg reported, they want $2.75. Guys, no one will believe it. Pull it up, Bloomberg. Sandy Hook families asked for $2.76 trillion, I think is the headline. That's the GDP of India. But it's got to be two men can have a baby. It's got to be a $300 million property's worth $18 million. It's got to be over the top because that's the nature of these whack jobs. Is the more whacked out, the more insane, the more they think it's going to break our will, if they just ask for everything. I get these insane demand letters all the time. I'm going to sue you if you don't give me $100 million. And people ask why I laugh when they had that Connecticut verdict. Some FBI agent never heard his name, never saw him, never talked about him. And they go, 90-something million to him. He testified he got one phone call by somebody like 8 years ago to see if he actually worked for the FBI. He goes, I got a phone call by a man. He asked if I really worked there. He starts crying. The jury starts crying. Oh, my God. He's got a phone call. $95 million. And people wonder why I was laughing. I mean, by the time of that second trial, I had $3 million in the bank during the Texas trial. A few months later, paying for the trials, I had like $1 million. And I'm sitting there, and they're going, $90 million to you. You know, Oprah goes, you get a car, you get a car. It's like, you get $90 million, you get $120 million, you get $70 million, you get $50 million, you get $80 million. And I'm just like, great, make it $57 trillion. Make it 85 quadrillion billion Googleplex Supreme Infinity. Say Alex Jones owes infinity money, unlimited, and he won't pay it. He's refusing. Oh, God, he's cheating him. That's all another lie. You have an appeals process at the state and federal courts. Years of appeals. Everybody knows judgments. You know, Jones refuses to pay people money. He's got billions, and he refuses to give it to them. Now, they only got 70-something million from Remington and raised $100 million off charities. These poor people have been abused long enough. He pissed directly on their graves. No evidence of it. Totally made up. He told them pee-pee on it. The jury just looks at me. He told them pee-pee. You're just like, what? I mean, it's like clown world. Bonk, bonk, honk, honk. I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm not trying to laugh at it, but you're like sitting there like I'm sending people to pee on graves. I've got hundreds of millions of dollars. They want, guys, you could type it in the search engine. I mean, I can do it right now. Hell, I'll do it. It's everywhere. Patrick Ben David covered it. It's Bloomberg. It's Reuters. It's AP. Sandy Hook families asked for $2.76 trillion. I'll do it. I'll just go off air. I quit. That's fine. I mean, there it is. Connecticut judge asked if $2.75 trillion more to Sandy Hook families would deter Alex Jones' conduct. Deter my conduct, you big, fat, ugly witch. I mean, listen, you got to live with yourself, you stinking tyrant. You diseased walrus, worm brain. All right, I've covered about 40% of the news. Got a lot of other key news to hit here. But I mentioned this earlier, and they found the headline. Great job, crew. Sandy families seek $2.75 trillion from Alex Jones. You can't make that up. And again, that's just meant to overwhelm and intimidate and silence everybody from questioning anything. That's all that is just desperate, crazy overkill. Tonight, it starts at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. I'm going to be co-hosting live coverage of the Republican Keebler-Elb debate, all the other little minions, but it's fun to watch, with Seema Crowder. So look for that tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. At Steven Crowder on YouTube, Mug Club, JonesCrowder.com, and Rumble at Steven Crowder. All right, let me do this. I want to give the number out. I haven't been here in a week and a half. You can tell I'm just wound up, pissed off, man, because I go over all this news. I research all this stuff, and it just gets so crazy. It gets so insane that it just makes me go crazy. I mean, it really is nuts how out of control all of this has gotten. And it's just going to get more insane, because that's what corrupt elites do. They go crazy and they destroy themselves. And they usually bring a lot of people down with them. And now they want to have a nuclear war to bring us all down with them. I really want to try to avoid all this. So we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers on any subject you want to cover, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. Your calls are coming up throughout the rest of this hour. We haven't gotten to Elon Musk getting ready to go to the border and the latest on that. 95-year-old veteran kicked out of nursing home to make way for migrant housing, lawmakers say. We haven't hit the vaccine news yet that I mentioned earlier, so I'm going to hit that briefly. When we come back, plow through the rest of this and take your phone calls at 877-789-2539. But man, I mean, I don't believe everybody should be exterminated. There's a lot of good people on Earth. But, man, I got to tell you, if we don't stand up against Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and these lunatics and Letitia James, and we let scum like this rule our lives, then just stick a fork in humanity. We're done. Because it has gotten so absolutely insane. In fact, how long are these clapper clips I sent you? All right, we're going to come back from break and play Clapper and Mark Esper saying that Trump is going to put them all in jail if they don't put him in jail. But that's a snake eating its tail. And it's actually true. People are calling it an insane theory, but that's actually their plan. Then we've got a clip that dovetails with that will play after it with one of these globalists. Mud, that's his name. Your name will be Mud. Government's going to kill this guy when we come back. So let's play clip 23 first, the Clapper and the Esper clips. And then I will go to the phone calls. And then I'll also intersperse all the rest of this news here today on this live Wednesday broadcast. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, band.video are the coordinates of liberty. And things have already gone crazy. They're about to get a lot crazier.
For 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
Nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump or is tempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, if he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
In a recent profile, General Milley raised the possibility that he thought if Trump was reelected, he would throw his opponents in jail. He said that he would be at the top of the list. Do you think that that's a real concern? And are you concerned that you could be on Trump's enemies list?
Well, sure. I think there are probably a lot of people that are potentially on such a list. And again, that's reprehensible. I think General Milley's comment was he didn't think President Trump would be reelected. Well, I'm not so sure about that. So, yeah, that's a real concern for many of us.
But nonetheless, I think it's a legitimate fear. The president's also said that a second term would be about retribution, right? So I think these are all legitimate concerns.
But can we just take a moment? And you were his Pentagon chief. The former defense secretary is saying that it is a legitimate fear that the former commander-in-chief, who is seeking to be the commander-in-chief again, would want to seek retribution against someone like General Milley simply because he doesn't like the way that tenure is being reported in books and in articles.
Yeah, and I think simply also because the way Milley conducted himself, which was to offer candid, frank advice. If it wasn't what the president wanted to hear because of what Milley was saying, or he didn't want to hear what I was saying, look, he doesn't like that. He wants to find yes men in his office. And so, yeah, he would do that. It's hard for me to believe I'm saying that as well. I wish I didn't have to say that. But if I didn't have the experience in the Oval Office with President Trump seriously wanting to call back to active duty McChrystal and McRaven to court-martial them, I would be less certain. But unfortunately, it is what it is.
This is the murder of logic. They're the ones saying we're going to put him in jail. They're the ones with all the fake impeachments and Russiagate and all these indictments. And then they say he wants to indict us. He said this is an illegal government. They've hijacked the country. When we get back in charge, we're going to put him in prison. They want a war. They got one. But they're the ones that started it. They're the ones declaring the American people are the big terror threat and all the rest is garbage. All right. Wolverine, Adam, Pete, John, Justin, Alan, Travis, Tracy. We're taking your calls right now and then interspersing all the rest of this insane news. Like, the U.S. military is laying the groundwork to reinstate the draft. They really are. We're on the road to expansion of the already started World War III. Wolverine from New York, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I just want to talk about them using the that Nazi salute for a false pretext to get the Russian troops excited about invading Canada, which I believe they're already ready to do. So they're going to move into Canada, and you already got light targets over there because they already took away their weapons. So this is their plan to embolden the troops. So that's what I believe is going to happen. What do you think, sir?
The Russian military has nuclear weapons and good submarines and good aircraft, but the Russians don't even like the war they're in. The United States has nuclear weapons. The Russians, I don't believe, are going to invade over the North Pole into Canada. Trudeau and them have already been saluting so many Nazis in Ukraine that they thought no one would actually find out who this guy was. And it would be like a dog whistle to the Ukrainian forces. That's what I think. What do you think?
I think this is all deception. I think if we don't bring our troops home right now and rectify this situation in-house, that's what's going to happen. They're going to move right into Canada, work their way right down to Alaska, take over all the natural resources, and we're going to be of SHIC Creek with no paddles. That's what I think. As they're going to overextend us first, though, get us involved in a whole bunch of other little wars.
Well, the United States would launch nuclear weapons on Russian troops going to Alaska. I don't agree with that. I appreciate your call. But you're free to call in and say that. Thank you for the call, Wolverine. Pete in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Sorry, I threw out my AirPods. I was washing the dishes. I'm trying to get in some...
I get it. Multitasking. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I just want to thank you so much for everything you do. I appreciate you. I'm sorry that you're going through so much tribulation, but I wanted to talk about the corrupt justice system a little bit and how that really is a very dangerous, I guess, practice, because people start losing faith in what the government's going to do if they, get put in the wrong situation. Like, you see these poor guys, Daniel Penny, I guess it is, who gets thrown in jail for just trying to defend people. And, you know, we lose trust in the system. And if we lose that trust, what stability do we have as a nation?
Said it. The globalists are undermining the government while they use it against the people. It's all part of the Hegelian dialectic.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. And now you see social justice and excuses for violent behavior on this poor kid who was beaten to death in Ohio. I believe his name is Ethan Lyming. And they won't even give these guys manslaughter charges. It's brutal. And so people feel threatened. People feel that they're in danger from their own government. And that's just really what I wanted to say. It's the same system that's coming after you and Trump.
Well, you're right. And, you know, since you raised that story, and I appreciate your call, thank you so much for the call, Pete. Let me show you a few of these. And again, I don't cover this to demonize black people or say they in general are to blame. Well, the globalists defund the police and then let thugs of every stripe go around and murder and kill and beat up whoever they want. It's going to intensify the lawlessness, the looting of stores, the stores closing. Then society collapses, and Biden announced last week they're going to go in and start federalizing the systems and federalizing the cities and putting in federal food programs. So not just food stamps, but federal grocery stores. So here it is. Here's a few of the articles you mentioned. Anti-racist tech CEO beaten to death by black male home invader who was released early from prison. EcoMap Technology CEO Pava Marie Lapeer, a self-described anti-racist and Black Lives Matter supporter, who spoke out against the criminalization of black bodies, was reportedly beaten to death in her home in Baltimore on Monday by a black male who was released earlier from prison under the criminal justice reform policies that she championed. And then here is the report that you mentioned, because I read these every day and just generally don't have time to get to them. But outrageous. Brothers who killed Ethan Lyming stomped on his chest, broke his neck, and took his car, acquitted of involuntary manslaughter. So they killed him on purpose, wouldn't let him go to the hospital, and they're not going to get in trouble because it's a virtue signal by the judge. The U.S. Marshals Service last year arrested three men accused of fatally beating 17-year-old high school student Ethan Lyming to death outside the school founded by LeBron James in June. The three men beat Lyming to death and later bragged about it to friends. According to reports, Ethan Lyming, whose father is a pastor, tried to calm the situation in the parking lot when he got jumped and hit in the head from behind. The suspects broke his neck. Weiss, and it goes on from there. We learned from the police report the suspect took Lemming's car and prevented his friends from driving him to the hospital. Lyming was later pronounced dead in the parking lot. That's what's going on. 20-1 black against white crime. But the Justice Department says the number one crime in America is white supremacy. It's incredibly rare. Happens a couple times a year. Some lunatic white person goes and kills some innocent black people. At a grocery store, at a church, it's wrong. I don't endorse it. I think it's terrible. But they're trying to get a massive response like this. They're trying to get a race war going. Anything they can to destabilize the country. Thank you so much for the call. Alan in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
I got to tell you, we love you in ways that the LGBTQ plus P, we will never know. Most people never know.
Spiritual love, brother. I love you too.
The further away from God somebody is from God, the greater their delusion is going to be. And without the Holy Spirit in their life, they will never understand.
No, you're right. It's like Holy Spirit's like GPS. And these people don't have it.
Right. And when they talk about building back better, what they're really saying is build back a better Babylon. That's what they're doing. The original technocracy, the restoring Babylon. That's what they're doing. And but the main thing I want to talk about is Pence. I've got a long history in the nuclear power industry, which shares a lot of training with the aviation industry. And there's a term that applies perfectly to Pence. It's called malicious verbatim compliance. That's when you do something specifically right by the letter of the law, even though you know it's wrong in your heart, you know it's not quite right, you still do it. That's malicious verbatim compliance. And it should be held accountable.
That's right. The globalists using boards and these think tanks, no one ever gets the blame. They create the laws and codes where they can selectively enforce it and then by the book destroy us.
That's correct. But I want to tell you, share with your audience, please be ready for Jesus to return. Be ready so you don't have to get ready. And that's all.
I agree, brother. What do you make of the whole situation? I mean, you talk about delusion. The globalists themselves are going completely insane and marching us towards destruction. I mean, on record, Trump's estate's worth $300 million. They're saying they're going to put him in jail, or civilly, all this for saying, because the judge says it's worth $18 million. On its face, that's a lie. They're so brazen.
Well, it's like I said, without the Holy Spirit in their life, they don't care. They don't care what's right. They don't care what's wrong. They just don't care.
Well, that's the nature of mental illness and psychosis, is you lose touch with reality.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call. I mean, that's it. These globalists are making moves that will destroy them. And see, I don't want to get destroyed because they get destroyed. I want them to stop. I want to just put them in rubber rooms. But they have this existential will to dominate because they are such pieces of garbage. But they got that big bank money. The big rich families want to do all this and want to hurt people and want to poison people and want to kill people and want to start wars. And they got all these minions that'll just line up and say, give me money, I'll go along with it. I'll get up and salute a Nazi at Parliament while calling everybody else a Nazi that opposes me. I'll say two men can have a baby. I'll cut little kids' genitals off. I'll do anything. I'll say the border's the most secure ever when it's the most wide open ever. I mean, look at the judge in New York that just found Trump guilty, no jury. I mean, that guy's got Jimmy Savile vibes going bad. That guy's got Jeffrey Epstein vibes, like over the top, like way worse. Like if you put Jimmy Savile, this guy, and Jeffrey Epstein in a room together with Jeffrey Dahmer, I would say this judge on a creep factor, you know, they have gaydar. I got devil radar. And my devil radar, when you look at that guy, it's like, woo, lordy. Man, that's got the hair on the back of my neck crawling up and down. Who do you think wants to be a judge this day and age? Sick, sick, sick. Do I need to tell you Jimmy Savile would rape and kill kids? Reportedly the procurer for the King of England. How would you like Jimmy Savile to run your daycare? Nice person, huh? Nice man. Let's put Brian Stelter up there. Again, I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I have no evidence of that. But I'm telling you, if I was producing a Hollywood movie where I was having a guy drive around an ice cream truck that would kidnap kids and take them to a dungeon and torture them to death, I would hire Brian Stelter to play the part. But when he takes him to the devil pit under a castle, his boss in a Count Dracula outfit would be that judge right there. That guy gives me the willies up and down my spine. But we have no evidence he rapes children. I'm not saying he does. I'm not making those aspersions. What I'm saying is he rapes our freedoms. He rapes our due process. Because the New World Order knows how to find scum, folks. They know how to find trash and put them in control because they're captured entities. They're possessed by the spirit of Mephistopheles. Oh, that's another creepy, creepy creeper. Mr. Schiff. Mr. Bug Eyes. Travis in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
All right.
Welcome.
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
I sure can, loud and clear.
All right. So I'm calling you from Alcoa where the fluoridation started. I'm sick of them putting chemicals in the water. But regardless, I had a question about China. I wanted to get you to weigh in on this because this is kind of my talking point when I get into political conversations with some of these younger people. I'm 29, and I work at a restaurant. And I'll tell you, the past 2 years, almost every younger person they've hired has been either confused about their gender or just trying to appear as the opposite gender, calling themselves they as if there's more than one of them. It's very confusing. But
yeah, well, they think it's trending, and they think it's cool. And they live in this internet bubble. And so they think it's like getting their stars and stripes. It's like making their bones. They think it's cool to be part of some freakazoid thing. And they've also been hit with a lot of chemicals to confuse them and jack them up. I mean, men look all emaciated. Women all look bloated. They're hitting us with weapons.
I thought the same thing, but another theory that I've had that I've kind of spoken about is that I believe China owns like a huge financial stake in Disney and probably some other things that are filled with children. And I've thought to myself, China doesn't allow this kind of stuff with their population and their youth. Do you think that it's possible that maybe they're kind of pushing this on us so that maybe 10 years down the road, every fighting age man is kind of just a wuss so that they can just take over?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's speculation. China owns four of the six production houses, and they admit they deliberately fund this family-destroying system while they have their whole man-up program. So what you're saying is absolutely true, and the Pentagon agrees. That's why they're saying transgender don't have to show up for duty, show up for inspection, boot camp. They can just go enjoy themselves, just be given a uniform. If a man will dress as a woman to demoralize and run the good people out, so our military collapses, so then AI and drones have to be the new force. So that's a deliberate spiking of the human force and bringing in the new force. So, yeah, that's 100% a program.
I'm not worried about Russia, Alex. I'm worried about China.
Well, I mean, China's allied with the globalists. So, yeah, I'm worried about the globalists that run China. But Xi Jinping's breaking with them because these guys double-cross each other. But, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely worried about China.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Tracy in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, my man. How are you?
It's good to be back in the saddle again.
Well, good. Well, I'm here to make your day for a couple different reasons. I know you like rock and roll. I've been trying to get through for a while. So I am going to bring up some valid points about what's going on here in Idaho. But the first thing is I did an album back in 2012, and one of the songs that I did, and there's a video, if you'd be so kind to go check it out, it's called Save Me. I'm a Survivor. It's about human trafficking. I've been an advocate against it for many years. And when I uploaded the video, it started going viral. And then I had been accused by YouTube of bait clicking and all these other things, and they made me pull it down. And I had to upload it again, which is no big deal, whatever, because I was prepared for it. So that's one side of the coin. And I'm sure you'll appreciate a few of the other songs, but once you watch the video, it won an award at the Bare Bones Film Festival, and I think it's a very powerful tool for some of your listeners.
Sure, that's great. What's the name of the song, yeah?
It's called Save Me, and I go by Super T, or Tracy Underwood. It's called Shake the World is the album, but my YouTube channel is Planet Super T.
All right, we'll definitely check it out. You wanted to get into sex trafficking. Go ahead.
Well, that's basically what it was about. And I'm also a survivor. I have quite a few friends. We did a documentary called Bloomin' the Sidewalk that's out that has a bunch of stories. So, you know, it's the dirty little secret back in the 60s and 70s that, you know, nobody would talk about. And it's just disgusting what's happening in our country, right down to the gender bender movement that is just heartbreaking, you know, to see what's going on. But I want to talk about what's happening here in Idaho. It's very, very frustrating. My husband and I are both journeyman masons. We own a company here. So we're blue-collar workers. We're in the field every day. We see what's going on in construction. And the one thing that's happening here in Boise, particularly, are there are thousands of these apartments going up everywhere. And I'm talking everywhere. And the infrastructure can't handle it here, but yet a lot of them are empty. We know that we've got a lot of people coming in from Southern California. They have a lot of money. They're building a lot of custom homes, which is great on one aspect. But on the other aspect, we have a lot of people that are driving down our, you know, square footage prices, that are coming in from the border, that are illegal, that are working here. You know, half the people don't speak English. And again, I have nothing. I'm like you. I love everybody. We're all hard workers.
Sure, but they're being brought in as a political weapon, and they're smuggling a lot of kids.
That's exactly what's going on, and it's disgusting. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about and ask you, who in the hell put Klaus Schwab in charge, and why? Why is everybody bowing down to him? All of these, you can watch every time at the World Economic Forum at Davos. I don't understand how there's millions of us. Millions of us, and there's just a handful of these evil overlords. And why? Why can we not do something? And I know what you say about coming into your local, you know, city council meetings, which we're doing, but I just, it's not that I don't have hope. I feel your frustration when you're freaking out on air and you're just, you know, I've seen you cry, I've seen you scream, and I feel your same pain, and it's so flippin' frustrating.
Well, Tracy, we've been watching your music video while you talk. Looks amazing. I'm going to check that out. Call me back again. I'll come right back and give you my take on why Klaus Schwab is so powerful. His father was like a number three Nazi, okay? That's why.
We have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process.
Can you translate that for us? What is he really talking about?
He's talking about us essentially giving up individual national sovereignty and giving up individual freedoms and turning over rule to experts. In fact, at his meeting in Davos, he said he looked at everyone in the room, and these are billionaires, millionaires, corporate heads, government bureaucrats, Hollywood celebrities, the royal family, Bill Gates. He looked at everyone and he said, we have in this room, we get to decide the future of the planet. I mean, that's the kind of maniacal James Bond villain attitude he actually has. So what's significant, though, about this G20 speech you just played, Ali, he is now being treated as a head of state. It's now a nation state. It's reached that level status at a G20 summit where he can go up there and talk about radical restructuring, systemic restructuring of the planet, and he gets literally the same VIP treatment. And what's amazing about that is, how did he get to this position of power? Well, in the book, I go back, it's founded in 1971, and the key to the way the World Economic Forum is so powerful, they found a way for businesses, academics, and lobbyists and fundraisers to meet with politicians off the books, outside the purview of lobbying, regulators, any oversight. And they have these annual meetings, and it's a free-for-all where you get corporations, government, celebrities, academia, all together, and they're meeting, they're talking, they're, I hate to use the word conspiring, but they're planning. And this is how you end up with things like environment, social governance, ESG. This is how you get up, how you end up with all of these corporate mandates. And what ultimately comes out of this, and this is the simplest way of looking at it, the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, this whole agenda is to make it so we have no choice on some of the biggest questions of our lives, and just even down to the smallest. And here's a few examples. We didn't get to vote on whether gas-powered cars would be banned. We didn't vote for vaccine mandates. We didn't vote for lockdowns. We didn't vote to have churches closed. We didn't vote to have schools closed. We didn't vote for mask mandates. We didn't vote for banning of meat. But all of this is happening because at these meetings, like the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, they meet and they work with government corporate collusion to bypass democracy. And in a simple sentence, the Great Reset is basically making the once free West copy the same model as one-party Chinese authoritarian rule. That is the Great Reset. They bypass democracy and impose stuff through this corporate government fascism, and we get told what's happening. We don't get to vote on it. There's no hearings in Congress. There's no town halls. There's no switchboards lighting up for a big vote. None of it. We're just told the car's gone. Your meat eating's going. Yeah. We're creating energy shortages. Sorry, you need a vaccine to go into this place. Sorry, your schools are closed. Sorry, your churches are closed. What? Huh? How did that happen? The Great Reset.
Well, that's the great Mark Moreno. We need to get back on the show. He's been on in a while. Former top Senate advisor to Inhofe and others. Perfect 3-minute clip. I mean, you couldn't send somebody better. A one clip. You had one clip to send people. That's it. So, Tracy, the last caller, looks like an amazing lady. We were watching her videos during the break. She says, how does he get all this power? Let me explain. His grandfather headed up, arguably the second, but it's agreed upon, third largest Nazi weapons producing company. Bombs, artillery shells, flamethrowers, machine guns, handgun and rifle ammunition, landmines, anti-tank missiles. And he got the highest award you could get from Hitler. Because Hitler would give people awards higher than he got. So only 6 or 7 people got the award that Schwab's grandfather got. One American got it. I forget the exact name. It's like the Double Iron Cross Eagle or something. Guys, look up what award Thomas Watson, founder of IBM, got from Hitler. It's on even on his Wikipedia. They don't even hide it. What award? Type in head of IBM, Thomas Watson got highest Nazi award. Thomas Watson was only like one of 5 or 6 people that got this. And it was because in the Nazi hierarchy, it was industrialist businessmen that were the highest level, the scientists. The German Eagle Award. But then I think it says something else with Order of the German Eagle Award. Put it on screen. And then it was like Double Eagle or something. There's like a higher order to it. It's like being knighted by the Nazis. It's the highest order. And if you had this order, you could go anywhere, do anything. People had to do whatever you said. Okay. Well, you guys obviously found it. I was going from memory. It was this like Super Eagle Award. But see, I'm not making this up, folks. The crew's in there searching. And so you found it. Put it on screen. So Klaus Schwab's grandfather, and his father was also, you know, in the German military and a Nazi. And then his father is who Ian Fleming was writing about. See, there it is, the Order of the German Eagle. That's the highest award you can get. And they made some special one for those guys. But the point is that if you look at these guys, they're world dominators. They want to take over. And so Schwab's dad was the head of Spectre. So you hear Mark Moreno saying, oh, he's like a James Bond villain. Well, no, James Bond villains are like him. His grandfather and his father are where you get Dr. Evil from. Where you get Blofeld from. So it's not that people go, why does Klaus Schwab talk and look like Blofeld? No. You're getting it backwards, folks. Blofeld is based on him. So that's what we're talking about. So Tracy called in and she said, what makes him king? Who died and made him the boss? And the answer is, he's up there saying, you're going to eat bugs, or take everything we got, or take everything away from him, we're going to cut your power off, we're going to cause race wars, we're going to do it all, and they're doing it. Because we're not recognizing how evil they are. And they do it over and over and over and over again. So I want to move on to other callers, but they got a plan. And they've got all the biggest banks and all the big money behind them. And he's following in his grandfather and father's footsteps. And for them, the Nazis were just one vehicle. I'm not saying Klaus Schwab's a Nazi, because that's not strong enough. The Nazis were just one version, one generation, one manifestation of this. This is way beyond the Nazis. The Nazis were amateurs. Klaus Schwab, we own your body. We're going to take your life over. His high priest, Harari, said last week, I sent the clip to the crew. We never played it. Guys, get the clip I sent you. Like, I think it was last Friday. You can find it. He says, your dignity is gone. Your free will is gone. You're nothing. The age of humans is over. And we just sit there and go, okay, it's over for us. Thank you, sir. Somebody tells me I'm obsolete. Somebody tells me roll over and die. I say, you know what? How about you make me? They're like, fine, we'll cut your power off. We'll brainwash your kids. Put poison in your water. And I'm like, well, I'm going to expose that and try to fight it. And there's nothing more frustrating than having this scum try to recruit me and get me to join them. And I've still got to sit here to listeners and to explain to you it's real. How much more do you need to see? It's out in the open. I mean, they got their balls on the table, folks. And if there's one thing about these Nazi Germans, though, not Germans, I'm half German, I think it's Germans, but there's an arrogance. You think Jews have chutzpah? These crazy Germans have got the biggest chutzpah on the planet. A lot of the real history of World War II was on PBS and other channels until about 2000, and they removed it all. They would actually show the black and white footage of Jews being marched into pits and shot and other people, and I didn't need to see that to know it was real. My dad's dad didn't talk about it a lot, but I asked him about it, and he said it was much worse than what you see on television. Piles of dead bodies. They had to bulldoze them into, a lot of them weren't even buried once they got into Germany. But it's in PBS documentaries, it's in a lot of history books, but not properly put out, that when a bunch of the Nazis got captured and tried to turn themselves into the Allies because they didn't want to go with the Soviets, that's what we got, like two-thirds of the German scientists, that they would call in Wernher von Braun and others, and I've seen this in several documentaries, and von Braun would boss the generals around and say, you know, we are in control of your elite as well. We had a deal with you, but you double-crossed us. I'm going to go to America and run things, and we are actually your bosses. You will see soon. And that actually happened. So when I say chutzpah, I mean, let's just be honest about it. Every racial group has a connotation and a thing they're known for. And like Kenyans are known, and like 9 out of 10 top distance runners in the world are Kenyans. They beat the Africans. They beat everybody else. They're just genetically the best. And there's a certain group of Germans, the German ruling class, that are the most arrogant, confident people you can imagine. And they have very high IQs, and they think they have a right to rule everybody. And then they get together with people like George Soros, and you just better watch out. Because, I mean, I don't think anybody thinks it's a lie to say, on average, you know, the average Jew thinks they're smart and thinks they're competitive and thinks they're successful and has a lot of confidence. That's called chutzpah. It's a Jewish word. And, I mean, you see the success they have. And it's this crazy thing with the Jews and the Germans just going at it. And then now at the higher levels of the New World Order, it's the communist Chinese. They think they have a right to rule and have this same thing going on. And man, I don't want to rule anybody. I just want to have freedom. But I'm not going to sit back and be ruled. So I don't care if tyranny comes in the form of the ADL and crazy leftist Jews or crazy Nazis or crazy Chinese communists. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Chinese. I don't hate Germans. But I do hate the tyranny. So I don't blame a German person for the evil that's come out of Germany. A lot of good's come out of it. What's the other thing Germans are known for? Come on, everybody knows this. Oktoberfest, no. Yeah, girls with big steins of beer. Love the outfits. They're known for mathematics and engineering, and no one can deny the Germans are the best engineers. Japanese are the second best. It's a fact, the Japanese. In fact, you might argue they're even better. I actually can't give the crown to the Germans. I mean, the Japanese are incredible. Now, they also had an idea they should rule the earth. That's what happens when you are smart and you are powerful and you look around all these other dumb people, you decide, well, let's just kill everybody. That's not very Christ-like, is it? So that's where we are. And there's these different competing groups who want global domination, and I want global domination for freedom and God. I want to go to some phone calls. I'll host a little bit the next hour before Kate Daly takes over. I will get to Brian and Greg and David and Adam and Alan and John and Randy, and that's it for calls. I appreciate you all holding. I'll get to you. But let me hit a few of the other stories I mentioned because these need to be hit. Top U.S. government vaccine advisor refuses to get latest COVID shot as he warns of long-term impact of myocarditis. Top U.S. government advisor, chief nerd, Dr. Paul Offit. Kind of an important article as the rats leave the sinking ship. WHO treaty negotiators call for governments and big tech to tackle infodemics and shut down free speech. Fauci was smuggled into CIA headquarters to influence COVID-19 origins investigation. Select committee. Emergency broadcast. The American people deserve the truth. Select committee raises alarm over Fauci's secret CIA meetings and influence. Yeah, not just over the origins, but over myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, everything else. Meanwhile, 27-year-old football player Mandy Cusack dies, and suddenly the media has no curiosity to find out why. Vaccinated soccer star Mandy Cusack, 27, dies suddenly. But illegals exempt from Biden's new contact tracing program and the shots. Elon Musk shines light on poor efficacy of COVID jabs, slams mandates, and questions big pharma treatments. We could have talked for 3-4 hours on one of those stories, but we just hit it a little bit, didn't we? So let's mosey on along to this stack. Siege of Eagle Pass rages on as thousands of train migrants, try tens of thousands, storm U.S. border. Incredible video up on InfoWars.com. Elon Musk says he's going to visit overwhelmed Eagle Pass border this week. But don't worry, Biden regime spends $800,000 on harm reduction programs that distribute crack pipes in Texas. Remember they were doing that a few years ago, they tried to deny it? I shouldn't laugh, it's so sad. New York City is announcing they need $1 billion to pay for illegal aliens' housing in the next few years. Biden promises them the money. Customs and Border Patrol cuts barbed wire, allows illegal aliens to flood into Eagle Pass video. And it goes on and on and on. Trump says he'll carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history if elected. And it goes on and on. Video. Grande City Border Patrol agents find 2-month-old child left abandoned on the side of the road at the border. Illegals sleep on floor at New York City hotels. New York City hits deadline for stay limit. And it goes on and on. On and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Let's continue a little bit. 95-year-old veteran kicked out of nursing home to make way for migrant housing. And they've got the videos and even the New York Post and Fox News of hundreds of old people being thrown out of their nursing homes for the illegal aliens. Isn't that sick? Homeless vets are being booted from New York hotels to make room for migrants. UK Home Secretary declares multiculturalism has failed, toxic for Europe, but they only declare it so they don't get the blame for it, just like the New York mayor is doing. JP Morgan settles Jeffrey Epstein case they said was fake, with JP Morgan helping smuggle the kids and launder the money for $75 million. Only got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 stacks I didn't get to. I've gotten to 12 stacks. But let's go to break and take 15, 20 minutes of calls before the great Kate Daly takes over. And then tonight, I'm going to be on with the great Steven Crowder kicking off at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central for live coverage of the Republican debate. That's always viral. His last debate coverage got about 8 million viewers, so I look forward to talking to all those new folks tonight. We'll have links up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, as well as Band.Video. Hope you'll join us for that. The War Room's coming up today, but it's going to be hosted by another great guest host, Royce White, because Owen wanted to go see his family in St. Louis, Missouri, before they throw his ass in the slammer for a couple months for free speech. He's going to order a report next month on October 24th to the federal Huskow. Now, that said, Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for a long time. It's an incredible product. You love it. A lot of you get it. If you haven't got it, you should get it. It funds the operation. Everything you need in one little scoop, put in water every day. InfoWars Platinum now back in stock. HGH Max Boost. Look at that. So good for your body. So good for your health. Pain MD back in stock. And 1776 Testosterone Boost back in stock. And it funds the operation. Plus, it's amazing. Everybody needs it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then please, please don't forget, we have all the other great products like Super Female Vitality and the great fluoride-free, amazing three different toothpaste with essential oils, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's the last week, and then it ends, of the trifecta sale, the biggest sale on these products in a long time, 40% off on DNA Force Plus, on Real Red Pill Plus, on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Together, they work incredibly by themselves. They work in an amazing way. 40% off on those. The trifecta sale is going to end next Wednesday. 7 days left on that because we're going to sell out of the product. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You got to be dead to think life's boring. It's not. Taking your phone calls under 15 minutes, and Kate Daly always does a great job. Takes some time. Ryan in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Hello, General Jones. I'm reporting from FEMA Region 6 here, and I just wanted to say that one way that I fought the Matrix this last weekend was I went to a Switchfoot concert, and I wore a shirt that said unvaccinated, and I was just walking around proud, you know, showing off my colors, and I even had the band signed it at the end of the show.
Beautiful.
So that's what we need to do. We need to fight in the 3D
and
world.
Little things like that together are huge.
And because we lost the internet, that's long gone. So we need to fight in the 3D world and the spiritual, or using the spiritual. And we really need to just tell people about how they're killing us all. So
I totally agree with you. What do you make about just how it's all out in the open? World government, total tyranny. They're just flaunting it.
Yeah, and also another little tidbit of info. I think that the Antichrist is going to be Prince William. It says that he's going to have a number, right? So royalty are pretty much the only people that have numbers associated with their names. But I think he'll be the one. So look out for that. What do you think about that? Do you think the Antichrist has been revealed yet?
I mean, I think he looks like a big mole rat. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who the Antichrist will be. I just know the Antichrist system's here.
And as far as Owen goes, my soul will be with him. You know, every day he's there. So I feel like
I want to be clear. I want to be clear. Nobody told me yesterday because I was on the show but didn't listen to the end of it. I didn't know that the word came down. He goes to jail the 24th of next month. And it was like a punch in the stomach this morning. But it wasn't because I care about Owen. And I do care about Owen. I love Owen. It's that it's just all of us. He did nothing wrong. The judge said it's because of your free speech when he sentenced him. And it's just an affront. It is pissing in our face. It's my rights being taken, not just Owen's. It's your rights. What happens to him has happened to us. We need to get back in that mindset that when they do these things, what you do to the least of me, you've done to me, as Christ said. And so, yeah, I hear you. And Owen's a great guy. I appreciate you, brother. God knows they're going to pull on him when he's in prison. Greg in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I love you. Appreciate everything you do. I'll tell you, I've been going to and fro in my Bible for the last 3 years pretty hard. I've been into eschatology and prophecy. You know, that's a third of the Bible.
Everybody should be into it now because we're living it.
you're better to believe it. You know, in Revelation 18, verse 23, it says, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at in all in thee. For thy merchants with the great were the great men of the earth, and by their sorceries, which is pharmakia, were all nations deceived." Everybody talks about Matthew 24. There's a lot of confusion going on.
No, they're going to put everybody on drugs and 5G, which they admit.
Correct.
Everybody's going to be so fried you can't even think.
Correct. And Christ said, you know, take heed that no man's deceived. And there's a lot of deception going on out
here. What's the exact verse? It's if God didn't intercede, even the elect would be deceived.
Correct. We are there at the cusp of tribulation, Jacob's trouble. We're right there. I know there are several views on what's going to happen, but that verse I just read is at the end of tribulation, and we are right there. I truly believe the Bible tells us through Paul that we are not appointed to wrath. So the most important thing that we need to understand right now is we need to give this to Jesus Christ, and we need to make sure that people are saved.
No, I agree. I mean, it's a spiritual thing. This can't be fixed like old wars physically. It doesn't mean we don't defend ourselves, although we're wimps, but it means this is a spiritual battle. Hold on. I'm gonna come right back to you, Greg. And then Adam, Alan, Randy, and David, and then Kate Daly takes over.
This is the end of human history. The end of human-dominated history. History will continue with somebody else in control. In 5 years, there'll be a technology that can make decisions independently and that can create new ideas independently. Maybe they'll be nice. Maybe they'll solve cancer and climate change, but we are not sure. I'm tending to think of it more in terms of really an alien invasion, an alien fleet of spaceships coming from planet Zircon or whatever with highly intelligent beings. This is what we are facing, except that the aliens are not coming in spaceships from planet Zircon, they're coming from the laboratory. If the humans are divided among themselves and are in an arms race, then it becomes almost impossible to contain this alien intelligence.
What have I said probably 5,000 times the last 20 years on air? Been on air 29 years, but been about 20 I figured this out. I told you, aliens aren't coming from a foreign star system. He just plagiarized me completely. That's a new clip from him last week. They're building the aliens here in the laboratories. So let's have the archivists not go overboard because there's literally thousands of clips. Get 10 clips for tomorrow. Just 10. But let's go back a decade or so or more and let's just show people. He's the high priest of their propaganda. Give up. It's over. You're gone. You're done. You're finished. But they're convincing us to turn off the human systems. They're convincing us to stand down and telling us this thing that's coming is better than us. It's a lie. Hitler said, "I'm only going to kill certain groups of people." He's saying you're all obsolete. Whether you're an Orthodox Jew, or whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Baptist, whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're a Hindu, whether you're a Sikh, this thing's coming to destroy you. They've already got it all set up. I got to get to these other callers for Kate Daly takes over because I don't want to take much of her time. But Greg brought up a point. The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And we're not appointed by God in our work to be murderous. That doesn't mean you don't defend yourself. That's different. Murder is not, "Oh, thou shalt not kill." The real translation is, "Thou not murder." Murder means you go out and kill some innocent person. The Bible tells you over and over again, the same book of the Bible, somebody comes to kill you at your house, rise up and defend your family and kill them. Kill is not murder. We don't go out and offensively murder people. Because I don't know how many times I've been told at gun shows and at events for 30 plus years I've been politically active, 29 on air, almost 30 now. Next year it'll be 30. "Well, I see you in blue helmets. I'm going to get my rifle out. I'm going to blow their ass away." The UN blue helmets are in control of your medical care. They're in control of the internet. They're in control of the curriculum. They're in control of the dollar. They're in control of the military. They're in control. They don't come with UN blue helmets. They come with the bureaucracy. And you don't beat that. You think you go shoot the mayor that's a leftist? That makes him a victim. They got 50 more worse than him or her ready to take over. You got to kill the idea. You got to educate people and expose it. It's a cultural, economic, mathematical, spiritual equation. So all these people that tell me, I know all these vets, everybody else, like, I tell you, it's about time to start, you know, shooting. And they sound like Yosemite Sam. And I'm not blaming them. I get it. That'd be so much easier, wouldn't it? Why hates globalists? I'm the roughest, toughest hombre west of the Pecos. We're not Yosemite Sam. Somebody kills Biden, that makes them stronger. Somebody kills Obama or Big Mike, makes them stronger. We kill their name. We kill their lies. We kill who they are. That's why they haven't killed me. They don't want to make me a martyr. We don't make them a martyr. They're killing my name. It's capture the flag. I'm one of the flags they want to capture. I'm not on a power trip. I'm not the greater person. They've chosen me as an archetype. They want to demonize, silence, and take over and make me something I'm not. You're fighting every day to make sure that lie doesn't continue, and you're winning. I am in your hands. My destiny's in your hands. I appreciate you. I need you. Not just because I personally don't want to be demonized and lied about. That's 1% of it. 99% is they capture my name. They'll use it as a weapon. And the last thing I want to be used is as a weapon against the people. I've said I've been captured by the enemy and the information fulcrum. People go, look, he admits he works for them. He's been captured. No, the archetype they've built, the false Alex Jones, has been captured. That's why they do all these TV shows and movies with origin stories of Alex Jones that are totally false, because my origin is your origin, and our origin together, if the truth is known, is victory. What we've done in 29 years together is amazing. Is game-changing, is powerful. And they're scared that's going to be duplicated as an example. So instead of us being an example of freedom to empower people, they want us to be an example of failure. And look what happens to you if you stick your head up. You get $1.5 billion judgment against you. It's all lies. And I take your shot and have a heart attack and die. Or you cut my son's dick off. How about that's 10 times worse than your stupid judgments? You got to really gauge things, not according to how you're being attacked, but according to the bigger picture. So instead, I go, man, these attacks are really luscious. Sometimes a week or so goes by before some new horrible lie. And I go, man, I'm not doing my job. I haven't turned on the computer and seen my inbox full of lies. I haven't been attacked today enough. What I mean, so I see these horrible, horrible lies. And I go, oh, thank you, God. And not because I'm a sadist. I'm not into pain. But I need to be over the target. You got to get in that mindset. Because the louder our enemies squeal and the louder they attack me, the more I know I'm over the target. And I've been in a few of these fights. I'm not the toughest guy around. I fought tougher men. I can't remember when. To quote Johnny Cash, he kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I love when I once said that. Few days ago, that sometimes you get in a fight with somebody and they decide to stand straight up with you and they just start punching you full power in the face. And those were the best fights, because they're sitting there and breaking my nose, hitting me in the eye, knocking my head in, and I just lean back and start uppercutting right in their jaw. And a couple hits, their jaw's broken, their nose is off their face. And I feel kind of bad about it, but at a sick level, it felt good. I've torn 5 or 6 noses right off of you. Like, yeah, yeah. And it wasn't until they were really hurting me bad that I threw that hateful punch of pure power and broke that jaw and watched that big old 6'4" man go down in a pile of bones. Yeah, you broke my nose. You blacked my eye, you gave me a concussion, but I just tore your face off. And so while they're punching me, bashing my head in, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about, I'm going to swing with everything I got against your ass. Don't you take that. And when I feel my fist breaking, that means I know I hit home. When I look at my fist and a person's bone out of their nose is sticking out of it. I just devastated your ass. You started it, and you just found out. You may weigh 100 pounds more than me, but I just beat the hell out of you. Now, that's satisfying as a man at a primitive level, to know you can deliver when it comes down to it. So now I got to take the punches while I throw them. And that's what this is all about, folks. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. So let's not be violent and go out and shoot police officers or burn down buildings like the left. Let's burn down their lies, the city council and the school boards and the state houses. Let's use our voices and our ingenuity and our minds and our money, and let's hurt them bad, and let's hit them with everything we got, because there's nothing better than turning it loose. I told you 100 times, I'll say it again. I don't know how all this is going to end to the globalists, but we didn't start this. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. You better believe you got a fight. You came looking for one, you just got one. You just got one, you pedophile devil worshipers. And that's that spirit they fear. That's why they want this show shut down, because they know the spirit's real and they know it's the ace of spades and there's nothing they can do to stop it if we decide to put our guts and blood and souls and bones on the line. All in what God wants. God doesn't want half in or quarter in or middle of the field, riding the fence, lukewarm. God wants you to be 110% all in. I got to hand this over to Kate Daly. I'm not going to take more of her time. She knows sometimes when she gets to us, I'm going to do this, but I'm out of control. You know, we'll skip the second break and the last break for her. She'll get 8 minutes back. So I'll take a few more minutes, but we got to move quick now. But this is heavy stuff we're talking about. Does that make your point, Greg, from Indiana?
Yeah. And the only thing I can say on top of that, because I know you got to get to your callers, is I got a challenge for all the InfoWarriors out there that have big kahunas. The last 3 years, I've had those door magnets that says forbidden information on the east side of my car. I've been leading people to you one person at a time. So if you're out there and you're a supporter, to get the daggum magnets, put them on your car, wear your Fauci, arrest Fauci shirt on, and get people one person at a time.
Love you, brother. I appreciate your call. Adam in Arkansas. Sorry you had to hold while I went off into flashbacks. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Am I coming in clear?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, sir, I just want to say the American people are not finished. Every now and then, we still flex our muscles. It just takes, we're like a sleeping giant. And ever so often, there takes something that's so overtly tyrannical, like with the New Mexico governor ordering that gun ban recently. Every so often, we still show that deep down, there still are true patriots out there. And we have to go back to a time called October of 2001. I'm sure a lot of people that are listening will remember the patriotism and the flags and the We Love America attitude that was so prevalent at the time. The reason that was a lot of people believe we were under attack. Well, we are.
No, I totally agree. That was the globalists working with radical Islam. It was a real attack, but they were manipulating it. This is a real attack. I agree. If America understands it's under attack, it's game over.
That's right. We have to remember those feelings of patriotism and loving our country. I saw a meme years ago that said, love your country, hate your government. There couldn't be anything more true. Love who we are as a people, what we've done. Our grandfathers and our ancestors fought in World War I, World War II, Korea. We bled. We died. And then they'll try to guilt trip us. Don't ever let anyone try to guilt trip you into saying that, oh, well, we really stole this country. Now, you know, throw that out the window, because we are the ones that turned it into what it is today, that all these people around the world are trying to migrate here, and they're at the same time saying anything you want to say, racist, homophobic, sexist, whatever, to try to gaslight us into thinking that we somehow owe them the great country that our ancestors built and that we are supposed to inherit and carry on to make it great for our children.
Exactly. Everybody wants to come here because of what we were, not what we become, and it's our right to stand up for it and not be intimidated.
That's exactly right. All I want to say, one more thing, is think about us as a sleeping giant. Every now and then, the globalists or our enemies or whatever you want to call them, they'll bump a few things and they'll kind of wake us from our slumber. and we'll react. Attorney generals, everything of New Mexico, sheriff's office, people were having rallies where they were armed to the teeth saying, oh,
and that made the criminal government back down. I appreciate your call. Look, I apologize to Alan, Randy, and David. If you want to give us your name and number, we got your name. We'll call you back tomorrow. I'm going to take calls again on the Thursday edition. I got to have Kate Daly take over right now. We really appreciate her. Syndicated talk show host does an amazing job. Owen's not here. He's visiting family before he's put in prison for his free speech. And we're going to have Royce White, 3 p.m., the War Room, please, to honor Owen and the truth. Tune into that and share the links today. Infowars.com/show. Kate Daly takes over now.
Thanks, Alex. Wow. How do I top that? Wow. That was powerful. You know, the clip about aliens really cracked me up because they always want to claim these aliens are coming now. And I don't believe they are. I don't believe there's aliens. But breaking news, you know, it should be breaking news. They decided not to visit once they saw us masked up in our cars. They thought we were too stupid. We're going to destroy ourselves anyway. But, you know, there's too many of you out there that understand what's going on. And I wanted to kind of hit on the obvious nature of things. The obvious nature of things, because it's hard to fathom for a lot of people what's happening, because I almost think it's too obvious. And Alex just alluded to that. It's too obvious. It's out there in front of your face and so hard not to see. And then people still don't want to recognize it. So I'm going to kind of attack that a little bit today, and maybe a different way in which we can look at the number 666, kind of interesting. And then I want to tell you a little bit about a little known story about Bill Gates, okay? Because the more holes we poke in these people, the more exposing that we do, that's what's going to help people finally understand where we're at, I think. And so I'm going to give you an example. Let's go with the extreme obvious right now. So God gives us intelligence, right? And if you're a God believer, which I am, then you realize where intelligence comes from, okay? So what do they name it, what they're doing today? Artificial intelligence. Not very creative. Artificial intelligence, just to kind of let you know exactly what it is, right? Very anti-God. They're starting to use this in the schools as the teacher. Lots of things going on the AI front. But I want to point that out because sometimes we don't even see the obvious nature of even what things are called. And what things are called is excruciatingly obvious, okay? They had to go with artificial intelligence. They didn't even have a suave name for it. It's kind of funny. Christ, Antichrist. It's the Antichrist. So you know exactly who it is. Very, very telling of what that is. But let's go back just a little bit. I spoke about Project Bluebeam, and of course, Sergei Manost was murdered for that. They took away his kids. A mysterious death. I think he was 49 or 51. It depends on which report you read, but he was murdered for talking about that. And it was about the future, what they're going to bring. And before that, though, what people don't know is that he was the one that brought forth what was called the Toronto Protocols. Okay. The Toronto Protocols was mostly written in French. You can get it in English, but it's mostly written in French. And this was a gathering in 1967. And they laid out the plan. So think about 1967, okay? Right before the 70s and 80s were hitting. And their goals, this was 18 men. That number's important. 18 men. And they set out their goals. And this was the economic, the political, and the social policy for the 70s and the 80s. And they said, if this is successful, okay, we're going to capture global power by implementing the New World Order. 18 men sat down to do this. Do you know what they called themselves? The 666. You want to know why? This is so fascinating to me because it kind of puts a different spin on what that means, okay? And maybe this can wake some people up in your circles because really, truly, isn't that what you want to do? Got to wake up the masses. The 666, there was 18 men, six of each, okay? And this was the most senior in international financiers, okay? And also, this was a group of men who were basically in charge of pharma, okay, and food. They claimed pharma, food, and vitamins under one umbrella. Then you had the six energy consortiums, okay, the six biggest. And then you also had the six biggest in banking families, in banking money, okay? These 18 guys met together and decided what they were going to do. Doesn't that kind of put a different spin on how you view 666? Because if you know what they're in control of, it's a little bit easier to digest how they've infiltrated right now, what they're in charge of, what they're doing. Because a lot of people will look at that number and they'll think of this character with a pitchfork instead of understanding the infiltration aspect of what evil can do. And so these 18 guys, six of each, the top six in banking, the top six in energy, and the top six in food control, which is pharma and vitamins included, as they established, sat down and wrote this protocol together. And this was all about defining a common strategy over absolute control over world trade, the possession of energy weapons, okay, and international control of food, vaccines, vitamins, pharma. Interesting, right? I wonder if people could relate to that number a little bit more if they understood how vastly we're infiltrated by all these things and what that really means. Because if you look at evil just on its face and you say, well, that's evil, but over here I'm good, so that doesn't touch me. A lot of people do not realize, and I found this when I'm speaking or when I'm on the radio, on my show, people don't understand how deep it goes. And that's where that wake-up moment is. It's in the how deep it actually is, how much they control, rather than that's evil, I'm not evil, so that doesn't touch me. And of course, everything's fine, right? The media is great and everybody's great and I'm doing fine and I went to work today and life is grand. So no need to look under the covers because it hasn't been infiltrated. That's what a lot of people out there think. So maybe seeing it that way, I thought it was interesting that they named themselves the 666 and they came out with this report, the Red Dawn in June of 1995 with their 27 protocols. Total control of the planet by taking over the IMF, the GATT, the Brussels Commission, NATO, the UN, and international organizations. Isn't that fascinating? They had all of this written out and they said if they could abolish Christian traditional religions in order to replace them one by one by a world religion, if they could abolish all national identity and national pride in order to establish a world identity and world pride, right? And to abolish the family as known today in order to replace it by individuals all working for the glory of government. Wow. And when you look at today, isn't it fascinating how obvious COVID is? How obvious it is. You guys realize that they manufactured those shots and gee, so coincidental in one, I'll use the pun, shot, in one shot, they got the shots right. And they didn't even have to experiment with them. And they got them out the door in billions of shots during a lockdown. We're able to produce that in just a few months. That's amazing, isn't it? And they got it right the first time out when usually shots take 10 years, right? With testing and everything else, they got it right. And people can't see that. They cannot see what a farce that is. And I hate even referring to it as a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. There's absolutely no COVID in it whatsoever. COVID is a label. So it's so fascinating that people in the most obvious circumstances have a super hard time seeing what's right in front of them. Like China not needing a shot, but they're fine. Interesting. And also coming out with these shots and making them even before 2020, as Moderna admitted over in Europe, right? When in those hearings, they admitted that they were starting to manufacture these so-called shots as the cure. So how do we get people to see this? How do we get people to see this? How do we get people to see that Costco workers, Walmart workers, post office workers, nobody that was out and about in 2020 and 2020 died, right? They were all pretty just fine. And the only ones that died were in ICUs. How do you get people to see that? How do you get people to see that they named Remdesivir, right, as the cure right from day one, in January, the end of January, before we even named COVID? How do you get people to see how obvious it was that Fauci had to have that drug from Gilead and profit off of that, and it was the kill drug? So when I come back, I want to show you we don't really talk about this side of Bill Gates, because I want to blow a really big hole through the Bill Gates narrative. Bill Gates is in charge of our health. He's in charge of our education. He's in charge of everything, it feels like, and even our depopulation, as he readily admits. So when I come back, I want to blow a hole right through that and give you this story about Bill Gates that people do not hear about. I'll be right back on the Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest, Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. And I'm going to tell you a little known story about Bill Gates. Never gets talked about. Blows a huge hole through the Bill Gates narrative. In fact, when I look at the four, the famous four, Elon, Gates, Bezos, and Zucker, I see the same pattern. And so I'm going to give you Gates today and kind of go through this. And maybe at another time, I'll give you the other three. But so this story starts out with Bill Gates and Paul Allen first meeting as teenagers in the 1960s. Okay, Mr. Senior Kermit Frog himself. 1960s at a really prestigious school in Washington. Okay. Now, Allen is a couple years older than him, even though he looks like he's about 6 years older than Gates. Okay. So Gates looks like they met when he was 13. Little Billy was 13. And Allen was actually, I think, almost 16. Okay. And you know, 16-year-olds love to hang out with 13-year-olds. Okay. Anyway, and they look completely, I mean, in two different genres of guys. Okay. So Billy looks like a little pipsqueak. A little nerd. And there's only a couple pictures, but I think both pictures actually have him, Paul Allen, sitting at a computer actually working while Billy is sitting beside him, just sort of watching. Okay. Kind of interesting. Billy's never ever at the computer, but Billy's just sort of watching him. Okay. So those are the couple pictures. And this is a very prestigious school, Lakeside. Need some money to get in there. Paul Allen's family didn't have a lot of money. So kind of interesting that he somehow got his tuition for that place. But besides the point, they ended up buddies. I guess we're supposed to believe the buddy narrative. So they're buddies. And Allen, 1969, he graduates in 71, okay, and goes to college. And Billy Boy is still at this school and then decides to go to Harvard. Now, they have Microsoft starting in 1975, but the biographies have Billy at Harvard until 1976, okay? Kind of strange, right? So the official story was Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen, April 4th of 1975, to develop and sell the basic interpreters for the new Altair 8800 computer. So he was only a freshman, 19 years old, but started and was CEO of this company. And I'll come back to that in just a moment. But there's a peculiar story about how this actually happened, okay? So let me give you the couple of guys that are actually the geniuses behind Microsoft. And that would be Ed Roberts and Forrest Mims III. They were actually Air Force Weapons Laboratory at Kirtland Air Force Base and decided to use their electronics background to produce small kits for model rocket hobbyists, okay? And in 69, while Billy is, you know, simply a sophomore, you know, at his little prestigious school with his dad that is into Planned Parenthood and his mommy that is in United Way. Roberts and Mims, these two guys, along with Cagle and Zoller, founded Micro Instrumentation and Telemetry Systems in a garage in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and started selling radio transmitters and instruments for model rockets. Okay. So Roberts was an American engineer, entrepreneur, medical doctor, and he invented the first personal computer in 1974. And he's known as the father of the personal computers. These are the actual geniuses behind Microsoft. He founded this company and in 1970 started selling these rocket things and then was on the cover of Popular Electronics in 71. Okay. And he was also an instructor at the cryptographic school when he finished that course, setting up this one-man company called Reliance Engineering. And he was also in an Air Force program to complete his college degree and became a commissioned officer and earned an electrical engineering degree from Oklahoma State. And then, of course, worked in intelligence and was assigned to the Laser Division Weapons Laboratory at the Air Force Base. Okay. Well-connected in intelligence, Roberts and Mims were the ones that actually designed these very things that we actually pin on Bill Gates now and Allen, okay? Now, I do think Allen was smart and Allen knew how to work his way around a computer, right? At the time, very limited, but could do it. But they like to say that Bill Gates was the brains. Although Allen admitted later, well, I was the computer brains. And Billy was the business guy, although Billy never held a job, and Billy never ever worked in a company, and Billy never owned a company, but somehow he was the business brains. Interesting. Okay. So the story goes, Bill Gates was a student at Harvard and Paul Allen worked for Honeywell in Boston. So this guy that's years older than Billy gets out of school, can work anywhere, Allen, and he follows Bill to Harvard to work near him so he can be by him, so he can visit him in the dorm all the time. Strange story. If you think about that, if you go back to college, it usually doesn't happen that way, but okay. And they said that they had previously written this software enough to support a basic interpreter, kind of like a little model that they built, okay? So that's kind of interesting. So the story goes that he saw this cover in January, although Harvard gets it wrong and says it was in December. They saw this cover in January of the Altair. And suddenly Allen went, this is how we're going to claim our stake to fame. Okay, we're gonna invent something that goes along with what they're doing. These two geniuses in intelligence that actually started the company in New Mexico. So they're up at Harvard and they're working on this. And Harvard says Bill is rocking back and forth under stress as he's trying to come up with this little model. They come up with this little model and a month later, yep, and Paul Allen flies down to Albuquerque, New Mexico in March of 1975. Just a few, few months later, okay? These two guys that started this huge company, over 230 employees, okay? They're selling the Altair, these two guys in intelligence. Paul Allen flies down there and says, we have this little basic model of this thing that we did. It's not really even produced yet, but we just put together this little nondescript model. Look at this, okay? And Bill Gates didn't fly down, just Allen. Allen goes down and he basically says to these guys, this is going to save your company, even though the company was already going. They were getting 200 orders a day. They were on the cover of Popular Electronics, okay? And all of a sudden, Allen is made the vice president of this company. Wow, that's kind of amazing. They just met and he's vice president. That was in March of 1975. 1 month later, Allen constructs Micro-Soft, okay? But he doesn't name himself as CEO, even though he's older and obviously knows more than Bill. And Bill's still up at Harvard, by the way. He names Billy as CEO of the company at 19 and 20 years old. That's interesting. The guy's not even around, but you name him CEO of a company when you could clearly name yourself, right? Because they partnered up with the guys that owned this Altair. And they said, okay, we get a certain amount of money off of each basic interpreter sold with the Altair, okay? So he says, here I am. These guys paid to have Allen come out, not knowing Allen. Allen has absolutely really no reputation, being only like 23 years old, okay? And he's only working for Honeywell in Boston near Harvard. So he doesn't even have a reputation, nothing. And he gets... He gets these guys to fly him down, put him in a hotel room. They immediately make him vice president. Wow, what a jump to the top. And then Allen starts Microsoft 30 days later with Bill as the CEO. And by the way, Bill is still up at Harvard for a whole nother year, never even visits his company. You guys believing this yet? Okay. So he's hired as vice president and director of software at this company started by these two actual geniuses that actually came up with this in the intelligence realm. And then, of course, Billy stays up there, doesn't even meet with these guys, okay? Comes down after the summer and the next following year to run then his company in New Mexico. Strange. I find it strange. I wonder if you find it strange. So... then the story goes that these guys are in this arbitration with Microsoft, okay, that little Bill Gates owns. And all of a sudden, these two guys who have spent their whole life working on these things suddenly sort of roll over, never to work really in this genre again, basically put out to pasture. And by the way, did I mention that Microsoft immediately had 11 employees that all look like actual adults, okay? Because Bill Gates in these photos looks like he's 12, okay? So you have all of these 11 adults that go to work for Bill Gates who looks like he's 12 years old, who's the CEO of a company he's not even running, okay? And these guys, a couple of them from NASA, a couple of them huge backgrounds in electronics, but they're enticed to go work for Bill Gates, an unproven company run by somebody who's not there, who looks like he's 12 years old. Are you believing this yet? I sure hope not. I can't imagine anyone would believe this. Think about this in the real world. How do you get money? How do you get contracts? How do you do this when you're 21 years old? Well, Bill's mom, later on, his mommy, said that she hooked him up with IBM because of her relationships of being on the United Way board. She was on the United Way board, very hooked up individual, by the way, his mother, and got him in to the CEO of IBM. A kid who's 21, who looks like he's 13, and this guy takes a meeting with him? Interesting. Company really hasn't gone anywhere yet. They really haven't done much yet, but he gets a meeting and a sit down with IBM. Okay. His parents are very hooked up. We know this. We know the history of the Bill Gates family, right? In the photos, you can see them all hooked up with the Rockefellers. You can see them, I mean, completely hooked up, this family. But they don't like to say that. They don't like to say that. So this Bill Gates, okay, a year later, 1977, decides that his company is doing so well, even though they're not. He decides that he needs a sister company internationally. So he hooks up and develops a sister company in Japan. Did you guys know this? And the company was the ones that actually did the joystick. They did the joystick for Nintendo. But this company, also a kid, okay, who was, his parents were hooked up in Japan. This kid who ends up as a principal later on, not even in the genre of computers, Bill Gates decides that he needs to be international. And the Japan sister company, with this very unsuccessful Microsoft company so far, this sister company is sending all these people over from Japan to get educated in electronics, right? And so I know you probably are thinking, 21 years old, and you all of a sudden are trying to get a company off the ground, if we go with the narrative, but you end up with a sister company in Japan. Not usual, not likely. But we go with, if you want to believe the narrative. It's so fascinating to me how you have this kid who, as Harvard says, was really kind of autistic, rocking back and forth in a lot of videos you've seen, rocking back and forth at Harvard whenever he got stressed, and comes up with this model, owns a company he doesn't run, looks like he's 12, adults come to work with him, and all of a sudden the company takes off. Okay. And then all of a sudden, you've got Billy Boy on the cover of Time magazine. Fascinating. I think it's fascinating. And hasn't run anything ever before, but is somehow the business brains behind Microsoft. And by the way, remember, Alan kept saying, I'm the brains and he's the business brains. Okay. I don't really believe that, actually. He was never proven to have any business brains of a boy wonder or boy genius. He was basically put on as the face of Microsoft. And if you look at it this way, the name Windows, right? There's been some controversy over why they called it Windows, the software. Is it a window into every single home in the globe? A lot of data, a lot of back doors, a lot of ways to get information from every family in America. Because up to that point, things were done very anonymously, right? Things that were done in the home were done in the home. You didn't have all the secrecy and all the spying and all of the things that were going on. Then all of a sudden, those guys, right, that went off to pasture, okay, never to really be seen in the electronics front again, never to be talked about again, even though they spent their whole lives. These guys were in their 40s. They had spent their whole lives in electronics devising all of this. Bill Gates is put as the face of it. Okay. And then all of a sudden, Bill is in charge of our health. He partners with the CDC. He partners with everybody, basically. He's giving shots in Africa, using them as guinea pigs, using us as guinea pigs. He is over our health, our education, pretty much everything. For a computer guy that's autistic, we put him in charge of health. Think about that for a moment. We put him in charge of all these other avenues. Why? How did that come to be? Well, it came to be because they built up the philanthropy part of the Bill Gates Organization. And that's really where everything is done, the Bill Gates Foundation. So you have the Bill Gates Foundation spinning money and being the partner, and it looks like a not-for-profit, right? And it looks like this giving agency. They just care so much. They're caring us to death. Okay? They're over health, they're over education. And all of a sudden, everything is done under the arm of the Bill Gates Foundation. Because remember, he stepped aside and let Microsoft do Microsoft thing, as it always had, really. And he became Bill Gates Foundation. I call it money laundering, but everyone else calls it philanthropy. This is always how it's worked. This is how they did it through the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation. Everything is always done through philanthropy so it looks less threatening. And it looks like we're just giving. We're just giving. We just care so much. We just love. We just love. When most people go off and they play golf or people retire, a senior Kermit the Frog is right there in every single aspect of our lives and everything that we do. It's funny because when you really look at all the things going on right now, I look at Ukraine and I'm thinking, why didn't they just make the country a not-for-profit and do the money laundering that way, right? I mean, that's how things are done in America, but we don't really see, or really around the world, but I don't think we really see how it operates. And this little boy wonder, was he really a boy wonder? Or was he just chosen as the face of Microsoft? Remember, they put him as the CEO. Alan had no reason to do that. Alan was the brains. He was older. Why put Billy Boy as the CEO when Billy Boy's at Harvard and not even going to run the company? Anybody else find that odd? Yeah, I find it odd too. When you go into Bezos' career, I will speak about Bezos for a moment. Bezos was interesting because same kind of thing, right? Same kind of thing. He was a finance guy, hedge fund guy, and all of a sudden he decides, as he's driving over, you know, around the country, that he needs to get into books. Books at the time were probably not the most lucrative industry, okay? And he put forth a business plan that said, I'm not going to make a profit for almost a decade, but I'm going to get into this industry and I'm going to have all of these investors come and run to me and want to put money in my little book company. We had mail order. We had all kinds of things like that already. But all of a sudden you have Amazon crop up. And even before it's profitable, did you guys realize in 99, they put him on the cover of Time Magazine? That's one of the big tells is Time Magazine, because it was bought, organized, and put forth by the government, by the Council of Foreign Relations. So you have Bezos on the cover, not even being a boy wonder genius, but he's on the cover of Time Magazine as one, prepping us, telling us that he's the genius, that he's going to be, because why? So later on, you have him admitting that he's getting $600 million, right? About a decade ago. $6 million from CIA. But I actually think the company was bought and sold by the CIA to begin with. I actually think that he's more of a CIA front than he is a partner with the CIA. This guy was built up by our press. And you know, and I know when the press gets involved, that's exactly the direction they're going in, is to build up somebody in our eyes, to make him look like the boy wonder, the genius that starts a company. And what I find fascinating about this guy is that he was in an interview. I think it was Business Insider magazine. And they said, why did you come up with the name of Kindle? And the other employees wanted it to be named Fiona or something. And he said, I want it to be named Kindle because of a book burning, because it's not book burning, but he said, because it's like fire, right? And people started going, you mean like kindling? That's weird. Why name it Kindle? Because if you have electronic books take over and you have people get rid of the books in their home, you can change electronic books, but you can't change books in your home without it being really visible, right? You can't X out words. You can't change meanings of words, but in electronic books, you can. Also, Amazon seems to be the hub of everyone's shopping habits, right? For data. What do Windows and Amazon have in common? Data collection. That's what they have in common. So you're telling me investors came on board to Bezos' little book company, were enticed to come on. He leaves hedge funds. He leaves all these lucrative businesses to start a book business, put on the cover of Time Magazine, and all of a sudden he's at the hub of our shopping in America. the very, very hub of our shopping data. More data on each American than they know what to do with. Okay? So you've got this realm. Same with Zuckerberg. Excel, which was an arm of InQtel, which is CIA funding, gives this kid, what, $12, $13 million to start. The guy's unproven. Zuckerberg's unproven. The CIA had already come up with this whole entire network, and they called it LifeLog. But that closes up, right? And a month later, Zuckerberg comes up with the very idea that the CIA already had and had put together called LifeLog. CIA can't sell it, though. You would never put your pictures up on LifeLog, right? Knowing the CIA has it. So they give it to Zuckerberg. He's the face of it, the little robotic face of it. And all of a sudden, this little hack, this little 21-year-old, gets all this money. Who's going to give money like that to a kid who's unproven? Think about all the businesses you've started or ideas you've had or how you've had to work up the food chain of life. And all of a sudden, Zucks is getting all this cash to start this company, right? It's so fascinating to me. And when you realize that it was an arm of the CIA money and all tied into Peter Thiel, who's PayPal, who is CIA money, you realize that all the data collection from PayPal banking, from Amazon purchasing, from the data we collect in our computers, all have these privatized faces on them. Why is that? So that we think they're private companies. So we think that these guys are billionaires because they were private. When all along, this was a very government-run situation from the very beginning, I think, in all three. And I think the same with Elon too, but I'll attack that another day. But it really, when you go back to the beginnings of these guys and you realize that they had to have a friendly face. This is why when Zuckerberg was called in to testify in Congress, right? They swatted him, but nothing really happened, did it? Because it's all a dog and pony show. Because you have to look like these companies are private and that the government's going to control them, when in reality, the government really owns them all, really owns every single facet of the data collection, because data is king. Data is king. So you look at all these faces and these fronts of these companies, and if we can start sort of exposing the fact that we were given these entities all backed with CIA money, and we realize that these people are put and marketed and advertised as being the helm of these companies, people still think in the back of their mind that Facebook's private. It's not private. Since when? Since when? Nothing's going to happen to them, but they have to put on a show, right? So when Facebook does stuff that's unconscionable, they have to look like they are a step away from government, because it has to look like government's going to do something about them eventually, right? But what if you realize that all of these entities were really the government? And then you start to realize how much data they have on every single one of us. And isn't it about control? Isn't it about understanding us and knowing us so well that they can pinpoint what we're going to do in thought crime later on, or what we've done, or what you're writing about, or your friends and family, what you're interested in? That means they can get into every nook and cranny of our lives. That's insanity. But I think all along, we always thought that all of these things seemed like they could be. But when you even go back to Bill Gates' story, there was nothing normal about his story. Look at real life, how companies start, how much you have to go through to actually start a company and do a company. You don't just get made CEO of a company that lands on Time Magazine. You don't just get made CEO of a company that's collecting all that data. You don't think government's going to be in control of that every single step of the way? There's nothing normal about the start of Microsoft. And when you go back into the actual archive, the actual story, none of it makes sense. And then you can kind of start to figure out the Truman Show that we're living, I think. And I think it's very much a Truman Show. But that's going to wrap up this hour. Thanks for listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.